balls at West High. And the three of us thought, whoa, this is the best West High football team we've seen in quite a while. Then the boot. And we were just in shock. I mean, we just couldn't believe what happened. And then the following week, they got beat by Prairie, up at Prairie soundly. And like you said, Alex, ever since that point, boy, they righted the ship. And they've been on a roll ever since. They had a nice stretch in the regular season in their district to end up as the runner-up. And then, you guys, it's been remarkable in the playoffs. They went over to Bettendorf and played the Bettendorf Bulldogs, who I think the three of us thought they may be the very best team on the east side of the state. And they beat them 21-14. Then they turned around and they had the rematch game with Cedar Rapids Prairie at Prairie. They turned the tables on the Hawks and came out victorious there convincingly. And then in the semifinals in the Dome a week ago, taking on Coach Paul James and a very, very talented Cedar Rapids Washington team. They took them to the woodshed, guys, that night. And they've been on a roll.
Well, a lot of it comes down to confidence, you know, and when a team gets on a roll, especially young kids like this, and you had the talent that West High had, once it gets going in the right direction and the coaches start just rolling with it, the coaches start getting in the rhythm too, this is what can happen with kids. It's so much a mental game that it just, it's such a fine line, and they found it.
Whenever we talk about this West team, we talk about culture, building that toughness, building that culture, and you know that is exactly what Garrett Hartwig, who's in his third season as head coach, has been trying to do. And Gary, before we get to your interview with head coach Garrett Hartwig, when you're out at practice, how do you see him trying to build that? Because you know it's such an ongoing battle with him week in and week out.
Coach Hartwig is a no-nonsense guy. And he's a hard worker. He expects the same out of his football team, in the weight room, on the field. He wants them to conduct themselves like young men, as they should. I absolutely love that in Coach Hartwig. I've told him that several times. He's doing it the right way. And he probably does not get as much credit, you guys, as he deserves. He had to right that ship. He had to do the right things after that Prairie game. And he did. He's very intense. He cares. He's passionate about his football team. And he's got him here in the state championship game in 2016. I'm not sure a lot of people thought that was going to happen.
He has a chance to lead his team to their first state championship since 1999. We're going to get to that interview. You sat down, Gary Fickell, alongside head football coach at Iowa City West, Garrett Hartwig.
I'm with Garrett Hartwig, head football coach of the Iowa City West High Trojans. Coach, first of all, let me just start out by congratulating you on guiding your team into the Class 4A state championship game.
Yeah, thanks. You know, it's a tough, long season. We played a lot of good competition, and you know, we're excited to be here, but we're also not content just being here. We're ready to play.
You know, there was a point midway through the season where you suffered back-to-back losses to City High and Cedar Rapids Prairie, two very good football teams. As it turned out, I think your team really grew from that. Tell us what took place on the practice field and, more importantly, in the locker room that steadied the ship, so to speak.
Well, I'll be blunt and just say it was some serious butt-chewing. We were not playing very disciplined football at that time, and the interesting thing to us as coaches was we'd come off of three very tough, good games against three playoff-quality opponents, and then you know, we made mistakes against City High, and we're very undisciplined against Prairie. And to their credit, those teams were good enough to beat us when we did that, and they did. And we learned a lot about ourselves. What happened in the locker room, I can't say, but I do know, and I firmly believe we have great leaders on this team, and they took control. And, you know, the results from that point forward speak for themselves.
I know you're really high on this senior class, and they're close to you. They had to rally around, you know, after those two losses. They had to look at each other and just, you know, say this is not how we want this season to go.
You know, there comes a point in every season where the coaches turn the team over to the players. It didn't happen immediately after those two losses, but a couple wins into our streak here it did. And, you know, it's their team now. They've taken us this far. We have coaches have done our job as far as putting it to be successful and held them accountable. But it's their team, and, you know, I'm excited to see them play.
championship game has been absolutely remarkable. You started off by beating Bettendorf on the road in the first round, 24-17. And you know what, Garrett? A lot of people thought may have been the best team on this side of the state. Then you traveled up to Cedar Rapids for a rematch with Cedar Rapids Prairie, who beat you earlier in the season, as I mentioned, 39-20. This time you turned the tables on them and beat them convincingly 38-21. And last Friday, you played a very, very good Cedar Rapids Washington team in the Dome during your semifinal game, and you blasted Coach Paul James Warriors 35-7. I'd say you guys are relishing in the role of being the underdog.
Yeah, you know, every team we've played in the playoffs has presented a unique challenge, and every one of those programs is a very good and traditional power. As far as the underdog role, we focus on ourselves. People are calling us the underdog, so be it. We don't worry about that. We focus on what we do, and we knew we had it in us to win these games, and just came down to taking care of ourselves. And a motto on this team: it's not who we play, it's how we play. And we certainly respect everybody we play, but it starts with us first.
Friday night, things are not going to change too much. You face Dowling Catholic for the state title, and they're seeking their fourth consecutive state championship in Class 4A. Coach Tom Wilson is an outstanding coach, and is used to playing, obviously, in that title game. Thoughts there?
Now, Dowling's the standard in the state right now. I mean, you don't talk about football in Iowa without mentioning Dowling. We're excited for the opportunity to go up against them. You want to play against and compete against the best if you're a true competitor, and that's what we have on our plate tonight. I respect what they do. They work incredibly hard, I know, all season round, or all year round, excuse me, and it's going to be a great challenge for us. We're looking forward to it.
You know, on film, and I know you guys watch a lot of it, what sticks out about the Maroons?
Their size, their strength, you know, and that's obvious to everybody who sits in the stands and watches. But I'm very impressed by their discipline. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't beat themselves, and that you can't do that to get to this point in the season. And they don't do that year round. We did that early on. We have it corrected now, and I'm most impressed by their discipline.
You know, it looks like Devontae Lane has really settled into the running back position for you. And boy, last week against the Warriors, Buchanan, I thought, had a great, great game at wide receiver.
You know, Travis has come on. He's always been there. There's a crew of those junior players that are very good. Kids, Austin West, Travis Buchanan, certainly, as you mentioned. Austin Giesland is another junior, that's coming on strong. I mean, we've got a very, very strong junior class that complements the senior class incredibly well. And I told him tonight, the juniors specifically, I said, if there's another group of kids that can duplicate this senior class's success, it's them. Travis is a big part of that. You know, these guys, the hardest year of football for a high school player is their junior year, because you got to find your role. And Travis, you know, I won't say he didn't know his role, but it took some time for him to really develop in that role. And now that he's done that, he's flourished and he's been the player that we always believed he could be.
You know, it starts up front too in the offense and defensive lines, and I just think that you've been very physical down the stretch in the playoff run. Is that a fair assessment?
We've had to be. You know, I mean, you go against Bettendorf and then Prairie, who rushes for hundreds of yards on an average, and then of course Cedar Rapids Wash. You have to be physical or your season's over. And same story tonight. You know, the Maroons are as physical as it gets.
You know, Garrett, you've proven to Iowa City and the rest of the state something I've said all along, and that's that I think you're one heck of a football coach. I wish you and the Trojans nothing but the very best Friday night against Dowling. Go get them, Coach.
I appreciate it. You know, I wouldn't be standing here without my coaking staff by my side. They deserve as much credit as anybody, and I appreciate you guys being here. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun night, and this is what you work for.
Absolutely.
That is Gary Fickell with the head football coach at Iowa City West, Garrett Hartwig. We are just about 15 minutes away from kickoff here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, our final game of the season. What a dandy it is shaping up to be. We're going to step aside for 90 seconds, and then we're going to be back with the keys to the game. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Welcome back to the Unidome. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner. We continue on the Holmes Murphy pregame show as we are just a little bit under 12 minutes away from kickoff in this Class 4A state championship game. It marks the end of high school football season. It seems like literally just yesterday that we started this at City High, and here we are in our final game of the year. It's been a great season, now capped off with two state championship games on state championship Friday. This game this evening, as Garrett Hartwig, the head football coach at Iowa City West, said, Dowling Catholic is the class of high school football in the state of Iowa. And this is a team that comes in and they're the heavy favorite against everybody that they play in Iowa. And Gary, I'm going to send it to you. Let's talk about keys to the game for Iowa City West. And I think that the first one that you put down is absolutely the most important. I agree 100% with this. Iowa City West, first and foremost, needs to believe that they can hang and win this game.
Absolutely. It's between the ears right now. They have done all the work. Everything's been put in time-wise. It's just that belief. It's the young men wearing those gold helmets. Do they actually believe that they can beat Dowling Catholic and come away with the 4A state championship? I think they have the tools. I think they have the players. I think they have the coaches to do that. But they have to believe in themselves first and foremost.
You're exactly right, because that's what separates good from great, is coaches believing and getting that out of the kids, and the kids trusting the coaches. And that's what separates championships from everything else, is just getting more out of you than what you even thought you could do. These kids were at that point in the first 3 to 4 games of the year, but then they believed, and the coaches got it out of them, and here they are.
Well, I think the three playoff games have not done anything but build the confidence to a feverish pitch with the Trojans.
And let's talk about those three playoff games. Let's start off with the game against Prairie. This game, or that would have been the second playoff game, so let's talk about the last two. The game against Prairie, they lose to Prairie early in the season. I understand Prairie had a couple of guys out, and they weren't at full strength, but they come back, and they beat Prairie. And you start to think, this team is rolling. Let's see what they can do against Cedar Rapids, Washington. And still, a lot of people talked about Cedar Rapids, Washington being the favorite, and not the least of which the first playoff game against Bettendorf. A lot of people thought Bettendorf was the best team in the East. And sure enough, Iowa City West goes in and, as you mentioned, absolutely blitzed Cedar Rapids, Washington, which we thought was a very good football game.
They took them to the woodshed. I mean, it was a physical contest. And I think by the end of that ball game, Washington really didn't want to have anything to do with Iowa City West.
They did not. So we are just about to hear the national anthem played here at the Unidome. We're going to keep it right here before we send it to our final break of the Holmes Murphy pregame show. As I mentioned, Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner. High school football on KGYM is brought to you by First Federal Credit Union. Let's continue on the keys to the game. This is the one that I find very interesting. You talked about the tools, Gary, that this football team has. They have a Division I recruit, a blue-chip recruit in Oliver Martin. They have what Garrett Hartwig described as the best running back in the state of Iowa in Devontae Lane. They have a big offensive line. They have a physical, fast defensive line, and they have a very good senior class. And right here, you list as a key to the game, the seniors need to play the game of their lives.
I think that's what it's going to take. I think it's plain and simple. This is the culmination of their high school career. How do they want to be remembered? Just leave it all on the field and have no regrets.
And when you talk about this West team, and I think that any team in the same similar situation, Todd, that this West team is against a juggernaut in Dowling Catholic, they need to play a near-perfect game, let's just say a mistake-free football game.
Well, there just can't be turnovers. We saw that earlier today with Regina, who came in as the favorite. Turnovers started them off in a negative way, penalties. Just it wasn't very clean football, and it kind of just set a tone for the day. Maybe that's what happens here tonight with Dowling. They come in, and if they don't play clean, they allow West to hang around. And you know how dangerous a team that's kind of an underdog, if they can hang around and just be there close, you just never know.
Just about 5 minutes until kickoff. We're going to take the final break of our Holmes Murphy pregame show. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM. Be back in 2 minutes.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
What's hot and ready classic pizza at Little Caesars? It's hot, it's ready, and you don't even have to order it. Oh, yeah. A large 14-inch pepperoni or cheese pizza hot out of the oven and ready when you are. No need to call ahead, no wait, no limit. Of course, if you want a whole bunch of them at once, a quick call first would be nice. Hot and ready classic, now available at every corridor location all day. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Waterloo. Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, now hiring at all corridor locations.
Sunday, it's an intercoastal matchup as the San Francisco 49ers host the New England Patriots. Hi, this is Tom McCarthy of Westwood One. Join Mark Malone and me for all the action from Northern California. Will Tom Brady and the high-powered Patriots continue to steamroll their opponents, or will the Niners pull off the upset at home? Tune in to find out. Patriots, 49ers. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
NFL football presented by MediaCom. The Patriots and the 49ers, Sunday at 3:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Welcome back to the Unidome. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Warner for this Class 4A state championship matchup between the Iowa City West Trojans, who come in with a record of 10-2, and the three-time defending state champion, the Dowling Catholic Maroons, who come in at 11-1. Dowling Catholic comes in at number one in Class 4A, as I mentioned, going for their fourth consecutive state championship, Iowa City West trying to win their first since 1999. It's time for the starting lineups. We're going to start with the Iowa City West Trojans offense, getting the start at quarterback and playing some of the best football of his season and the best football of his career. A 6'1", 175-pound junior, Evan Flitz, he gets the start at quarterback. Oliver Martin, the four-star recruit out of Iowa City, but a guy who is undecided, and many colleges are absolutely flocking to try to get his services at the next level. He is a starter at one receiver position, and a guy who's come out of nowhere, kind of, Travis Buchanan, a 5'10", 170-pound junior. He gets to start at the other wide receiver position. Devontae Lane has been moved from wide receiver to running back. That happened early on in the season, and since then he has not looked back. A lot of people contribute this offense's success with that move. He gets to start at running back. Brayton McDull is the fullback, and Dylan Doyle, 6'2", 190-pound junior, he gets the start at tight end. Across the offensive line, Josh Van Rokel, 6'5", 230 pounds, a senior. He's the left tackle. Alex Kleinout, the Iowa State commit, he's the left guard. He gets the start. 6'5", 290 pounds, a senior. Guy Snow, a 6'1", 250-pound junior, gets the start at center. Nate Daniels, 6 feet, 290 pounds, he gets the start at right guard. And Jonathan Gannon gets the start at right tackle. For Dowling Catholic, we'll start with their offense as well. Ben Wilson gets the start at quarterback, 5'8", 180 pounds, a senior. Jacob Zachary is the starting running back, and he is a load. 6'1", 221 pounds, and he has 1,271 yards on the season, rushing with 14 touchdowns. Don Brown gets the start at one wide receiver position. Cole Billings gets the start at the other wide receiver position. Cooley gets the start at the flanker position, while Joe Lathrop, a 6'4", 210-pound senior, gets the start at tight end. Across the offensive line from left to right, a really big offensive line at that. Peter Nate gets the start at left tackle, 6'6", 300 pounds, a senior. Mitch Goff is the left guard, 6'3", 250, a junior. Matt Lawler is the center, 5'11", 225 pounds, and a senior. Zach Ross is the right guard, he's 6'3", 295 pounds, and a junior. And Jesse Alger gets the start at right tackle, 6'4", 310 pounds. He's a sophomore. So Dowling Catholic will receive the opening kickoff. As Iowa City West has it teed up at their 40-yard line. West goes with the all-green uniforms, tops and bottoms with the gold helmets. All white looks for the Dowling Maroons. White helmets, white tops, white bottoms. Evan Hermanson will kick off. Excuse me, that's Lucas Carwell. He pooches it to an up man, fielded it at the 35, gets across the 38 to the 39. And that's where Ben Wilson and the Dowling offense will take over. First down and 10.
Well, we're going to find out right away how powerful this Dowling Catholic running game is. As you had mentioned, their running back, Jacob Zachary, is supposed to be just a stud back there.
When you look at him in warm-ups, he looks every bit a college running back. 6'1", 220 pounds. Very thick running back. They start off with a two running back set with Jason Murray also in the backfield. Zachary gets a carry up the middle. He fights through some tackles, gets across the 40 to about the 42-yard line, a gain of three. That brings up second down and seven for the Maroons.
They're going to have to gang tackle him. Tackle him low because he's very solid upstairs. He will carry defenders.
Wilson in the shotgun. Once again, a two-back set. It's going to be Zachary again off right tackle. He has some room. He cuts inside a tackle. He stood up at midfield, but he picks up the first down after a gain of eight across midfield into Iowa City West territory to the 49-yard line. Move the sticks for Dowling Catholic. West Des Moines, Dowling once again. Three in a row. Going for four in a row. We saw a dynasty or a run in here this morning. Iowa City West trying to make it two. Coming in motion is Don Brown on the sweep across the 45 to the 44. Brought down at the 44-yard line as a flag flies. That was Cole Billings, rather. A flag flies from the far side after the play. A gain of six as it stands right now. But the flag flew very late. So we'll see what the call is as the officials confer. And it's going to be a personal foul against Dowling. And it's going to back them up 15 yards from the spot of the foul, which was, yeah, that was Zach Ross, the right guard, hitting an Iowa City West defender very late. A good call. And that's going to back them up to their own 42-yard line.
Yeah, West High needed that. They're going to have to catch some breaks. I think we all agree with that.
So that's going to bring up second down and about 19 on the play. Since the foul occurred after the play, the down counts according to the down marker. Wilson in the shotgun. He's going to hand off to Zachary up the middle. He gets some room across the 45. He's going to be stood up at the 49-yard line. He gets about 8 of those 10 yards back. Brought down by Devontae Lane, who is going to see a lot of action here this evening at both his free safety position and running back. Third down and 12. In case you're wondering why the down counted, apparently the foul occurred after the play. So that's why it counted. Third down and 12. Wilson in the pistol. Zachary is behind him, and a flag flies because the play clock had run out. But before it did, the line judge will grant Dowling a timeout. That is their first of the half, and we're going to take a 30-second timeout with them. You're listening to High School Football on all three of our frequencies, KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Unidome in Cedar Falls, Class 4A state championship game. Dowling against Iowa City West. Dowling on offense for the first possession of the game. They face a third down and 12 situation from their own 49-yard line. They took their first timeout of the half. And now they break the huddle with a receiver to either side. And Ben Wilson, who will be in the shotgun. Wilson, a 5'8", 180-pound senior, a coach's son. Tom Wilson is the head coach here at Dowling. And they are ready for play. Wilson in the pistol, Zachary behind him. Unbalanced formation to the right. Wilson takes the snap. He's going to fire to the right side. Has a man open. It's going to be caught at the 34-yard line. Inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. It was a gain of 19 on the play. And Dowling has another first down. And now Aaron Krah is in the Wildcat formation. He's going to take the direct snap, and he is going to get popped at the line of scrimmage at the 34-yard line. He is brought down by Devontae Lane.
That's exactly what West High needs to do. They're going to have to come up with some key defensive stops here in this ball game.
So that brings up second down and 10 for Dowling. Wing left formation, twins to the right. Wilson in the pistol. Zachary behind him. Zachary gets a carry up the middle, has some room. Pulling tacklers along with him. He's very close to the first down, down to the 23-yard line. It's going to depend on the spot. He is right at the marker.
Here again, look at how strong he is, Alex. Upstairs, we're watching the Jumbotron. There's one, two, three tacklers trying to bring him down from upstairs. Not going to happen tonight.
And they give him, well, they'll say he's just a little bit short. Third down and inches. Wilson now in the pistol. Zachary behind him. Wing right formation coming in motion is the tight end. Wilson takes a snap. He's going to hand off to Zachary. He's going to have the first down inside the 20. Pushing tacklers. He's going to be stood up and dropped at the 17-yard line. A gain of 7 and another first down for Dowling.
Well, I would have to say that in that situation, third and very, very short, Dowling has the advantage. They can run anywhere they want in that offensive line. They have three guys pushing that 300-pound mark.
They're going to go back to that formation. A little jet sweep action. Zachary gets the carry once again. He busts it outside across the 15, inside the 10, gets the corner at the 5, and he's going to be tripped up at the 3-yard line. Oliver Martin makes a touchdown saving tackle, but 14 yards on the game for Jacob Zachary. First down and goal from the 4-yard line upcoming for Dowling.
I think this running back, Zachary, is probably the best running back they faced all year.
He is a beast. I wonder who's going to get the carry here. It's going to be Zachary off the right side, cuts inside a blocker, reaches for the pylon, or for the goal line. He's going to be just short, down at the 1-yard line. And that's going to bring up second down and goal from the 1. Max Brown makes the tackle for Iowa City West. 7:56 remaining in the opening frame. Dowling driving right away. They hurry to the line. Wilson once again in the pistol. He's going to hand off to Zachary. Zachary off the right side. Second effort. Reaches for the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Dowling. From 1 yard out, it was the Jacob Zachary show the entire drive. And the Maroons strike first blood here with 7:41 left to go in the first quarter.
On their opening drive. So a statement was made by the Maroons here. We are going to run it down your throat until you can stop us.
With that big offensive line and the West defensive line, which is a little bit smaller, I figured that might be the strategy. So Dallas McCarthy on to attempt the extra point. The snap is good. The kick is good. The hold is good. The kick is up, and it is good. Dowling takes a 7-0 lead with 7:41 left to go in the first quarter. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. Step aside. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Welcome back to Cedar Falls and the Unidome Class 4A State Championship action. And Iowa City West finds themselves behind Dowling 7-0, 7:41 left to go in the first quarter. Dowling on their opening drive behind the legs of Mr. Jacob Zachary. They take an early 7-0 lead. We knew that the big running back was going to get the ball a lot behind that big offensive line, and certainly he did on that first drive. So Austin West back deep to receive for Iowa City West along with Devontae Lane. Dallas McCarthy will kick off from his own 40-yard line. Iowa City West moving from left to right as they are set for their first possession of the evening. McCarthy puts a charge into one. West will field it at his own 3-yard line across the 5 to the 10, angling right to the 15. Has a seam, has the kicker to beat. He's tripped up at the 32-yard line. He had one man to beat. He's brought down by the kicker after a 29-yard return. And Iowa City West will take over first down and 10. What a tackle by Dallas McCarthy, the kicker. So that's where Evan Flitz and the Iowa City West offense will take over. And we talked about how good the Dowling offensive line, their defensive line might be even better. We'll get to them in just a second. Double wing formation, a receiver to either side. Flitz barks out orders. Devontae Lane stands to the right of the junior signal caller. Flitz drops back to pass, looks down the field, has some room.
Lots of room.
He has plenty of room. The 35 will break outside. He's going to be brought down at the 38-yard line. That's a gain of 7 on the play. That'll bring up second down and 3 for the Trojans.
Well, I tell you what, closing speed on the Dowling defense, pretty impressive right there.
So John Wagner is one of their defensive ends, 6'5", 230 pounds. He's a junior, was just recently offered by the University of Iowa. He has not committed yet. Number 55, Ryan Mills, is 6'1", 275 pounds. He's a defensive tackle, along with Dakota Stafler, who's 6'2", 255 pounds. And Atlas Bell is their 6'3", 260-pound senior. Flitz will hand off to Devontae Lane up the middle. He has stood up at the line of scrimmage, maybe picks up 1 yard. He does. His forward progress shut off at the 40-yard line. That's going to bring up third down and two for the Trojans. You talk about this Dowling team, size, speed, strength, experience.
Aggressive,
a winning mentality. There's not many holes in this football team. Third down and two. Twins to the far side, one receiver to the near side. Dylan Doyle is the wing to the right. Flits in the shotgun. West comes in motion. He's going to get the carry. Steps out of a tackle. Gets upfield, and he is walloped at the 44-yard line, but he picks up enough for the first down. That was Jacob Hummel, the Rover linebacker, who made the tackle, but Iowa City West picks up a first down out to the 44-yard line.
Austin West did a great job planting that outside foot, making the cut, picking up that very, very important first down for West High.
It is very clear that Iowa City West is going to have to fight for every single yard here this evening.
Nothing will come easy tonight.
Nothing at all will come easy. Double wing formation, Flitz in the shotgun. Two tight ends. A receiver to either side. Flitz is going to hand off to Devontae Lane, and he is slung down at the line of scrimmage. That was number 98, Elias Bell, who made the tackle. And every single tackle that Dowling is making here so far on Iowa City West's first possession has been a pop or somewhat of a wrestling move. They are strong, and Iowa City West is going to have to fight through that.
Elias Bell, 6'3", 260.
Twins to the near side, receiver to the far side. Wing right formation, Doyle is the tight end. West comes in motion, flits back to pass, fires out to the flat, caught by Oliver Martin, who's popped at the 49-yard line as he's pushed out of bounds. He gains four, and that's going to bring up a third. That was Dylan Doyle on the reception, a little tight end screen. That's going to bring up third down and five for the Iowa City West offense.
Need to be able to convert these third downs right here. Third and five. Ball's resting at the Trojan 48.
West in the slot to the left. He's flanked by Buchanan. Oliver Martin out wide. He comes in motion, and he's going to get the carry, looking for some room, and he is not going to have any. He's going to be dropped at the 45-yard line by John Wagner for a loss of three. It's going to bring up fourth down and nine. And Iowa City West is going to have to punt the football away.
Yeah, they had Wagner there. Dakota Steffler was there as a defensive tackle. Several players by Dowling Catholic. Physical football team here, guys.
So Evan Hermanston will punt the football away. .417 left to go in the opening frame. And the punt is blocked at the 30-yard line, picked up by a Dowling defender to the 10, to the 5, reaching for the goal line. He is in. Touchdown, Dowling. It's number 52, Willie O'Hara, who scoops up the block punt. And with 4:03 left to go in the first quarter, the Maroons are an extra point away from making it 14-0 after a 25-yard scoop and score off the block punt.
Yeah, just right up the middle, Alex, on the punt block. O'Hara was able to rein in that football as it was up into the air, grabbed it, probably ran the, last 20, 25 yards in.
It was 25 yards on the scoop and score.
Yep.
And now Dowling. Well, they're marking him out at the 1 yard line.
Oh, no score. Yeah, no score.
He is out at the 1 yard line, so it's going to be first down and goal from the one. Wilson in the pistol. Zachary's going to get the carry off right tackle. He is going to be stood up and dropped. He's going to lose about a half a yard on the play. He was brought down by number 87, Will Peterson, middle linebacker for Iowa City West. That brings up second down and goal from the 2 yard line. I thought the indication over here on the near pylon is that he pretty easily got in, but they said that he was out at the 1 yard line. And we get a replay on the big board on the jumbotron here, but there are no official replays. for the officials. Wilson in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off, coming in motion across the two. He's pushed out of bounds at the three-yard line. That was Cole Billings on the jet sweep action, pushed out of bounds by Jeremy Brown, the cornerback. That's going to bring up third down and goal from the two-yard line for Dowling.
A couple great defensive plays right there by West High. Got to keep those shoulder pads square to the line of scrimmage. Big down right now here for the Maroons. 10 seconds remaining on the play clock.
10 on the play clock. Wilson barks out orders to the offensive line. A mass
not
switch.
Gonna get it
now,
not going to get it done.
Now Tom Wilson will take a timeout. We're going to take a timeout with him before this third down and goal situation. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football in the South Gym, 106.3 FM, as well as the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and the historic Main Gym, 1600 AM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Unidome. 3:22 left to go in the first quarter. Dowling leads it 7-0. They'll have a third down and goal situation from the 2-yard line upcoming, trying to add to their 7-0 lead. It was a 25-yard punt, block, and scoop return by Willie O'Hara that put him in this position. And now they are trying to capitalize. Alex Scoot alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Warner as Dowling takes the field out of the timeout. And we'll see what the call is here on third down and goal from the two. Wilson in the pistols. Jacob Zachary behind him. Power formation, two fullbacks. Zachary gets the carry up the middle. He lunges towards the goal line. He reaches for the goal line and he gets in. Touchdown, Dowling. Jacob Zachary, his second touchdown in the first quarter. And the Maroons are an extra point away from taking a 14-0 lead. He went right off right guard Zach Ross and behind on the outside right shoulder of the center, Matt Lawler, and gets into the end zone pretty easily. Dallas McCarthy on to attempt the extra point, and now they're going to shift out of it, and a flag flies. So before the extra point, flags fly, and it's going to be an encroachment against Iowa City West. And now you wonder if they're just going to line up in a regular formation and go for two from about the 1.5-yard line. The way that number 23 can run the ball and the way that they can block on the offensive line, you think it would be a pretty easy call, and it is. Wilson in the pistol, Zachary is behind him. And here comes Zachary off right tackle, has some pressure up his face, breaks a tackle, and he is going to lunge for the goal line. Did he get there?
I don't think he got in.
They
held him short.
He did not. He had a long way to go around two Iowa City West defenders and was dropped at about the half-yard line. So it remains 13-0 with 3:17 left to go here in the first quarter. We're going to step aside and take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
When you drive your vehicle for the first time, you want to make sure it stays as good as new for as long as possible. That's why you should make the switch to Bensoil Synthetics with Pure Plus technology. A modern motor oil made from natural gas and designed to protect your engine against wear. Make the switch to Bensoil Synthetics today and let the performance speak for itself. Save $2 per quart on any qualifying Bensoil purchase. See Bensoil.com/rebate for more information.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Nothing is the Dowling lead. 3:17 left to go in the first quarter. Two touchdown runs by the very versatile and very big running back for Dowling, Jacob Zachary. And the Maroons have the early two-score lead. A high end-over and kick fielded at the 15-yard line. It's Oliver Martin across the 30, 35. He's going to fight it away! 35, 30, 35, 30. Nobody is going to catch him. 10, 5, touchdown West. They kicked to him, and they got burned.
We said before the ball game, off air, Oliver Martin needs to come up with a big-time play somehow tonight on special teams, a TD pass, something. There it was, gentlemen, right there on that kickoff return.
How about 85 yards? Big play, 85-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. And that will quiet the Dowling fans on the other side who are chanting overrated. I don't know if you heard that. I did. That will quiet them in a hurry. He's now going to hold for the extra point as Evan Hermanston.
Boy, he turned on the burners there, guys.
He is unbelievable. The snap is a little high. Martin handles it well. The kick is up, and the kick is good. With 3:05 left to go in the first quarter, the Dowling lead is now 13-7. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
What's hot and ready? Classic pizza at Little Caesars. It's hot, it's ready, and you don't even have to order it. Oh, yeah. A large 14-inch pepperoni or cheese pizza hot out of the oven and ready when you are. No need to call ahead, no wait, no limit. Of course, if you want a whole bunch of them at once, a quick call first would be nice. Hot and Ready Classic, now available at every corridor location all day. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Waterloo. Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, now hiring at all corridor locations.
The electric Oliver Martin cuts the Dowling lead to 13-7. Iowa City West back in it after a pretty tough start to the ball game. 3:05 left to go here in the first quarter. Dowling's going to get the ball back with, as I mentioned, a 13-7 lead. And let's go back to that two-point conversion try that was not made by Dowling. We'll see if that has an impact later on in the football game. Dowling used their first timeout of the half before that two-point conversion play, which failed. So three timeouts for the Trojans, two for Dowling. As back deep to receive for Dowling is number three, Aaron Craw. Instead, they're going to kick it to an up man, fielded at the 30-yard line. It's fumbled! There's a pile at the 33-yard line. No indication from the officials as they try to dig underneath the pile, and Dowling falls on it. At the 32-yard line, they're going to take over first down and 10. That would have been a huge play in the game, but a sigh of relief from the maroon crowd on the far side of the field.
Well, right now, the West High Trojans need to come up with a big stop here defensively.
That was Connor Pitts, the up man, who plays a little bit of running back, who did not seem to be all that interested in trying to catch that football. So Dowling's offense back on the field. Wilson is in the pistol. Wing left formation. He's going to hand off to Zachary off right tackle. Makes a man miss. Picks up about a yard. He's tripped up at the 34-yard line. Tripped up by Caden Fedler from his outside linebacker position. 6 feet, 185 pounds. He's a junior. Second down and 9 upcoming.
And where do they tackle him?
Right at the feet.
Down at the feet. You've got to get him down by the ankles. Knees and below.
Billings comes in motion and stand. They're going to hand it off to Zachary. Once again, he has some room across the 40 to the 41-yard line before he's tripped up by Devontae Lane. That's going to bring up a third down and about 2 situation for Dowling.
One of the keys we have, gentlemen, in the ballgame, third down conversions. West High needs to keep Dowling somewhere between 30 and 40% success rate.
Wilson in the pistol. He's going to throw a quick screen out to the right. He's going to be brought down in the backfield. Oliver Martin, that's Dylan Doyle, I should say, making the tackle on Cole Billings. And that's going to bring up a fourth down and six situation as Dowling tried to get a little cutesy there. And they're going to have to punt the football away. Dylan Doyle was not at all surprised to see that flanker screen.
Oh, great open field tackle right there by Dylan. Nice job. Now Oliver Martin back as the punt returner here for West High.
Do they kick it to him?
I think they will.
We're going to find
out. Yeah, I think they will.
He had an 85-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. He stands back at his own 26-yard line. McCarthy punts it from his 25. A low end-over-end kick fielded by Martin at the 32. He's going to be brought down right there. Good coverage by Aaron Krah. No return on the play. So first down and 10 from their own 32-yard line. Upcoming for the Trojans. They're down 13-7.
Decent field position, and Oliver did the thing that we want him to back there. Fielded the ball in the air. Didn't let it come down. Bounce. Take that hop on the turf. Good job, Oliver. Ball's resting at the Trojans 32.
So Flitz in the shotgun has Martin and Devontae Lane in the backfield next to him. Two receivers to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Coming in motion is Austin West. He fakes like he's coming in motion, comes back to the right. They're going to throw it to him in the flat. He catches it at 38. He slips at the 40, and the turf monster gets him after a gain of 8 on the play. Second down and 2. Upcoming after a well-designed play on first down for the Trojans.
I really like what West High did right there, throwing on first down.
He looked like he was trying to cut it back against the grain, and his feet came out from underneath him. But a gain of 7 as they go to a tight I formation now with 38 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Flitz under center. They're going to hand off to the fullback. Brayton McDowell picks up 2 yards. He'll be about a yard short of a first down. Third down and 1 upcoming for West, and if they don't want to, they won't have to run another play in the first quarter. They can take it to the second quarter if they would like to. That's exactly what they will do.
Coach Hartwick coming out on the field, meeting his offense.
At the end of the first quarter, Dowling, the three-time defending state champion in Class 4A, leads Iowa City West 13-7. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football KGYM, brought to you by First Federal Credit Union.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
As we begin the second quarter of play at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls for this Class 4A state championship matchup, the Dowling Maroons lead the Iowa City West Trojans 13-7. Iowa City West has the ball, third down and 1 from their own 41-yard line. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Warner. Iowa City West picked up a first down for having to punt the football on their first possession, which got blocked and run back for to the 1 yard line, which set up a touchdown. They scored on an Oliver Martin kick return for 85 yards. Third down and 1. Devontae Lane coming back to the left to across the 41. He has the first down. He's going to be drugged down just across the first down line out to the 43-yard line. And that'll move the chains for the Trojans.
Alex, north, south.
Yes.
North, south. Run north and south, out east and west. We're lucky we picked up that first down.
As we talked about, every single yard for Iowa City West here this evening is going to be contested, and it has been through a quarter and a few seconds here this evening. Back to the tie-dye formation, one receiver to either side. Flitz under center. He's going to hand off up the middle to Devontae Lane, and he doesn't have many yards at all. Maybe gets a half a yard brought down by Dakota Strafler. Second down and about 10 upcoming for the Trojans.
You don't want to get into these long down situations if you can avoid that. I like the idea of West High throwing on first down.
Travis Buchanan splits out wide to the left. Oliver Martin split out wide to the near side. Two tight ends set. Flitz in the shotgun, fakes the handoff, throws out to the flat. It's caught at the 47-yard line. It's going to be brought down at the 40, right there at the 47-yard line. On the catch for Iowa City West, that was number 31, Jason Strunk, the tight end, brought down by number 2, Adam Lee.
Yeah, Jason's just a sophomore. Great athlete at West High. He's going to have a heck of a future as a Trojan.
So that's going to bring up third down and 6 for the Trojans. West in the slot to the right. He's flanked by Buchanan. Martin split out wide to the near side. Flitz in the shotgun, Lane to his right. Lane's going to get the carry up the middle. He has enough for a first down to the 46-yard line of Dowling. It's a gain of 7, finally brought down by Willie O'Hara, the middle linebacker for the Maroons.
Lane needed 6, picked up 7, and most importantly, a first down and a confidence builder once again, guys, on that carry.
Ball resting at the 45, just outside the 45-yard line of Dowling. West going with a methodical approach. They huddle after every play. Double wing formation. Flitz in the shotgun on the left hash. Flitz back to pass. He's flushed from the pocket. Steps up. He's going to throw back to the near side. Caught by Devontae Lane at the 40. Gets inside the 35, and he is going to be pushed out at the 33-yard line. He picks up 11 or 12 yards and another first down for the Trojans.
Great heads-up play by Flitz right there. Not panicking whatsoever, had some pressure from Dowling, but found Lane as a safety valve over here near the sideline.
I think he was looking for Martin down the left sideline, and he had him, except he was flushed from the pocket from backside pressure. Instead, he checks it down to his running back, and a 12-yard play ensues. Two receivers to either side, Flitz in the shotgun, Lane to his right. Flitz barks out orders to his offensive line, and the left tackle jumps early. That's number 70, Josh Van Rokel. And that's going to back up the Trojans 5 yards. It's going to be first down and 15 now from the 37-yard line.
I just really like the idea, you guys, of throwing on first down to keep that defense honest. That will help your running game.
Austin West is in the slot to the right. Travis Buchanan flanks him. Two receivers to either side. Flitz in the shotgun. Flitz takes the snap. He's back to pass. Throws over the middle. Caught by Oliver Martin at the 25. Inside the 25 to the 24. And he is going to be just short of a first down after a gain of 14. That's going to bring up a second down and less than a yard situation for Iowa City West.
Nice hands by Martin. Found that voided spot in the secondary. Flitz with a nice tight spiral, spun the ball really, really well. Easy catch for Oliver Martin. Just shy, guys, of that first down. Inches.
I formation. Evan Flitz under center, a receiver to either side. Evan Flitz is going to keep it himself, and he's going to have the first down. He takes a pop, but he gets down to the 21-yard line. He won't mind that pop that Willie O'Hara laid on him because he picks up 2 yards and a first down.
You know what? When the adrenaline's flowing, you don't feel that contact, Alex, near as much. West High, nice drive here. They look good. They're poised. They're in a rhythm.
And
this is the best defense for keeping Zachary from hurting them. He's on the sideline.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you notice, they're going with a very methodical, slow approach. They're not going up tempo. They're huddling. They're getting the play from the sideline, and now the play clock is at four. They're going to, right before Flitz takes the snap, they're going to take a timeout.
Yep.
Coach Hartwig will take his first timeout of the first half.
And I applaud that. I think they were going to get the snap off, but
it was going to be close.
Avoid any possibility of another penalty on a delay of game.
We're going to take a 30-second timeout with the Iowa City West Trojans driving inside the red zone. 13-7 is the maroon lead over the Trojans. We'll be back after this.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
They look like it. Welcome back to Cedar Falls inside the Unidome. 8:24 left to go here in the first half. Dowling leads Iowa City West 13-7. The Trojans are in the red zone, first down and 10 from the 21-yard line of West Des Moines. Dowling, Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle, Todd Warner. And Gary, your first thing that you brought up in keys of the game, Iowa City West needs to believe that they can win. And as this game unfolds and the longer it's close, the more they're going to believe.
Absolutely. This is the West Highway right now. Coach Hartwig has pounded this into his players, and they believe in Coach Hartwig and themselves.
Flitz under center, I formation behind him. Devontae Lane as they will go play action. Flitz back to pass. He has Devontae Lane wide open at the 15, to the 10, 5.
Oh, no.
It's going to be thrown on Travis Buchanan as Lane was pushed out at the 4-yard line. It's going to be a spot foul.
Yeah.
So it will still probably be a first down situation for West. First down and about 8, I'm guessing, as the flag was thrown at the 8-yard line, or the 18-yard line, I should say. We'll wait for the indication. I believe it's going to be a hold on Travis Buchanan, and it will be. So not all kinds of harm done. It backs the ball up to the 18-yard line. So first down and about 8 upcoming for the Trojans.
One thing that they have kind of discovered is the Dowling defense flows very, very fast. They over-pursue. So they're having a little bit of misdirection here on their pass plays.
West slot to the right. He's flanked by Oliver Martin, Travis Buchanan, the lone receiver out here to the near side. Flitz in the shotgun. Devontae Lane to his right. Flitz is going to run it himself inside the 15. He is slung down at the 14-yard line by Willie O'Hara, who may be the most sure tackler we have seen all season. If someone gets within about a 3-yard radius of him, it seems like he brings the ball carrier down more times than not. But
6'1", 2 1/4, senior.
A heck of a football player.
He's a middle linebacker, boys.
Second down and 4 after the gain of 4 for Evan Flitz. Ball resting at the 14-yard line of Dowling. They go once again go with the methodical approach. The play clock is at 5 as West gets lined up. They're going to have to hurry. And they just get the playoff. Lane to his left, trying to get the edge inside the 10. And he does get down to the 7-yard line. He picks up a first down after a gain of 6 for the Trojans.
Give that offensive line, Alex, a lot of credit, particularly the left side. Coming over Van Roekel and Kleidow, paving the way for Lane. Big, big first down for the Trojans right there.
Ball resting just outside the 8-yard line. First and goal from the 8. Flitz barks out orders to his offensive line. 6 on the play clock. He's in the shotgun with Lane to his right. Lane gets the carry up the middle. He's not going anywhere on this particular play. He's going to be brought down for about a loss of a half yard as Ryan Mills, defensive tackle, a 6'1", 275-pound senior, makes the tackle. And Iowa City West has a player injured on the field.
It's going to be a lineman. We'll get a number here in just a second. But we have a lineman down for West High.
It looks like it could be the center, Guy Snow. We're going to get more on that after we take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on the South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as the North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and the main gym, 1600 AM.
It's 55. 50-something.
The 2016-17 high school basketball season tips off this Tuesday night on the North Gym. This is Scott Unanish. Join Steve Dozier and me for a big girls non-conference matchup as Jefferson hosts North Scott. The Jayhawks have high hopes for the season with four starters returning. They take on the Lancers, who are a power from the Mississippi Athletic Conference. That's girls high school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Jefferson hosting North Scott. Tuesday night at 7:30 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, KGYM.
Injured player for Iowa City West is number 65, Coy Blair, a 6 feet, 215-pound senior. He comes out of the game. Second down and eight to go. Second down and goal to go from the 8-yard line for Iowa City West. Flitz in the shotgun. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near. Back to pass, pressure up the middle. He gets popped, throws to the corner of the end zone, and it sails over the head of his intended receiver, Devontae Lane. That's going to bring up third down and goal from the 8 for Iowa City West.
Flitz's his first incompletion of the night. 6 out of 7 now, 54 yards.
He's doing a really good, nice job finding receivers. I mean, he put that ball, Todd, right where it needed to be, even if it was an incomplete pass. There was no chance of an interception. Really, really headsy on Evan's part.
Third down and goal from the 8. Double wing formation, one receiver to either side. Flitz back to pass. He's going to set up the screen to Lane, who makes the catch at the 8, and he's going to be slung down. He stays on his feet as he's going backwards. He'll get back to around the original line of scrimmage, maybe loses 2 yards, brought down by Mitch Riggs. That's going to bring up fourth down and goal from the 10. Iowa City West is going to attempt a field goal. Lucas Carwall is 7 of 9 on the season, attempting field goals. He's going to put it down, the block down at the 16-yard line.
Ball's resting.
It's going to be
closer to the right side, the right hashes.
26-yard field goal upcoming for Carwall.
Good spot for a kicker.
The snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is up. And it's perfect. 13-10 is the Dowling lead with 5:55 left to go in the first half. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on the South Gym 106.3 FM and all three of our KGYM frequencies.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
What's hot and ready? Classic pizza at Little Caesars. It's hot, it's ready, and you don't even have to order it. Oh, yeah. A large 14-inch pepperoni or cheese pizza hot out of the oven and ready when you are. No need to call ahead, no wait, no limit. Of course, if you want a whole bunch of them at once, a quick call first would be nice. Hot and Ready Classic, now available at every corridor location all day. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Waterloo. Little Caesars Pizza Pizza. Now hiring at all corridor locations.
A 16-play drive for Iowa City West has cut the Dowling lead to 13-10 with 5:55 left to go in the second quarter. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickell and Todd Warner. Gary and Todd, I'm going to allude to this every time Iowa City West inches closer, and every time they play ball control offense to a T, they now are getting inching closer to believing that they can win this game.
Absolutely. With the little battles, then all of a sudden,
Carlos, but the ball is loose.
I think it's West High.
There's going to be a battle at the 41-yard line of Dowling. West High has
the ball, and they do.
At the 42-yard line of Dowling. And Evan Flitz and company are going to take over first down and 10. Ball recovered by number 44, Brennan Keene. A huge play and a huge momentum shifter for Iowa City West.
Oh, he was digging and scratching for that ball, guys.
So Flitz and company take over. First down and 10 from the Dowling 41-yard line. 5:51 left to go in the first half.
Here again, there's another little victory in a battle right there.
You can feel the belief mounting on this side of the stadium. Austin West coming in motion. He's going to get the carry. He's going to be stood up in the backfield and dropped for a loss. Back to the 43-yard line, a loss of two. Brought down by Dakota Strafler. Second down and 11 upcoming for West. And the surprising thing for West so far in this game is there have been some negative plays. There have been some plays where they have to fight for every yard, but they've done a very good job of coming back the next play and not getting discouraged.
Absolutely. No, this is perfect for West High right here.
Trips to the far side, one receiver to the near side. Flitz in the shotgun. He's back to pass. Pressure in his face. He's going to throw to Devontae Lane. Makes a man. Misses the 45. Inside the 40.
Oh! Devontae Lane!
It's over a man at the 33-yard line. That is a gain of 9 on the play. They're going to mark him closer to a first down. In fact,
they're moving the chains.
They're going to move the chains.
Devontae Lane, I've never seen him play so physical. Oh!
My goodness. Ball rests at the 31-yard line. He ran right over number 6, Marcus Miller. He saw that matchup against a 5'9", 160-pound corner, and you saw his eyes light up just a little bit. I formation, Flitz under center. Lane is the running back. He gets the call once again, searching for some room. Makes a man, miss at the 30, and does a good job of picking up 3 yards. That'll bring up second down and 7, even though he had about 3 Dowling defenders in his face right at the line of scrimmage.
Still, positive yards for Lane on that carry. West High trying to attack their left side, running over Kleinow and Van Roekel.
Jack Corner made the tackle from his free safety position on that last play.
Look for a good passing down right here now.
Flitz under center, second down and 7. I formation behind him. He's back to pass. Steps up in the pocket, has a man over the middle. It's caught, and the ball comes out. They're going to say it's a fumble.
Yeah.
And Dowling recovers.
That was Dylan.
That was Dylan Doyle at the 12-yard line. The pass was ruled complete.
But I think he was down on the turn. No, here's Dowling.
Dowling will get the ball back. First down and 10 from their own 13-yard line. 3:54 remaining in the first half.
That's a shame. I'll tell you what, nobody feels any worse than Dylan Doyle on that particular play right there. He got popped, just couldn't hold on to the ball.
So here is another situation for Iowa City West to respond to. A little bit of adversity. You knew they're going to face it all night long. They're down by 3, 3:54 left to go in the first half. Here comes Dowling's offense. Wilson in the pistol. Zachary behind him. Zachary gets the carry off the left edge, up the middle. He gets out to about the 18-yard line, a gain of 5 on first down. Second down and 5 upcoming for the Maroons.
One of the keys we thought coming in, I don't think you can stop their running attack, but you have to be able to slow it down.
Zachary once again off left guard. And he's going to be stood out at the line of scrimmage, brought down at the 19-yard line by Caden Fedler. And that's going to bring up another third down situation. Third down and four for Dowling. Dowling looks to the sideline to get their play. They run at a little bit faster pace than Iowa City West, not much. 13 on the play clock. Wilson in the shotgun. Coming in motion, taking the handoff as Billings trying to get around the edge. He does, and he's going to have the first down out near the 24-yard line. He picked up 5 yards on third and four, and that moves the chains for the Maroons.
Austin West in on the tackle for the Trojans.
They're going to go up-tempo. 2:38 left to go in the first half. Zachary's going to get the carry off of right tackle. This time he's stood up as he's dragging tacklers at the 28-yard line. That's where he's going to be brought down. Brought down after a gain of 3 on the play. And that'll bring up second down and 7 for Dowling. Now the clock will tick under 2:13 left to go in the first half. Once again, the Maroons have one timeout to work with. Wilson takes the snap. He's going to roll to his left, looking down the field. He's going to fire, has a man wide open at the 42-yard line. He's going to sidestep a man, be dragged down at the 45. Once again, that's Cole Billings from his wide receiver position. That's going to be a first down on the play, brought down by Devontae Lane from his strong safety position, as well as Oliver Martin. So that's another first down for Dowling. The clock ticks under 2 minutes left to go in the first half. Wilson, they go to the same formation. Zachary gets the carry on a counter play to the left. He's going to be stiff arm a man and force his way forward to about the 48-yard line, brought down by Nick Keene as a flag comes out after the play on the far sideline.
Little scuffle there between a Dowling player, Jesse Alger, and one of the Trojans. See what the officials say, who caused that.
So that temporarily stops the clock with a minute and 41 seconds left to go in the first half. And the Dowling Maroons leading 13-10. The officials taking a while on the far side of the field. As Gary said, a little bit of a skirmish after the play, and they sort things out. The lead official is going to make the call. It's going to be a personal foul against Dowling. And it's going to be an offsetting penalty against Iowa City West. They're going to replay the down. It was Zachary putting a wicked stiff arm on Nick Keene. And a Dowling player finishing a block way into his own bench. That led to a little bit of a skirmish. So now second down and 10 from the 47-yard line for the Maroons. Wilson in the pistol, Zachary behind him. Wilson back to pass off play action, has a wheel route. It's caught at the 40-yard line inside the 35. Stiff arms a man at the 30. It was Cole Billings once again. Devontae Lane makes a touchdown-saving shove out of bounds. That's going to be a first down to the 30-yard line of Iowa City West, and the clock is stopped with a minute and 33 seconds left to go in the half.
Same play, opposite side, yeah, back-to-back.
Just flip-flopped him.
They found something that West isn't defending right now.
Wilson, out of the shotgun, drops back.
There
to pass
again.
At the man wide open at the 10-yard line, and it's dropped at the 5. Was that Billings once again on the wheel route? It was.
Boy,
second and 10 upcoming.
We got lucky there, guys. That was a touchdown, but just
he dropped it.
He couldn't bring it in.
He had about 2 steps on Devontae Lane, and he dropped it. So second down and 10 from the 30-yard line for Dowling. A minute 26 left to go in the half. Aaron Craw is going to be the Wildcat quarterback. He's going to take the direct snap and run to his right, trying to get the edge. He does. He's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 28-yard line. A flag flies in the area of holding at the 32. It was the right tackle, I think, Jesse Alger, who might be the guilty party. Jesse Alger, who might be the guilty party for Dowling. And that could be a huge break here for Iowa City West. And it's going to back him up 10 yards. That's the indication. Jesse Alger, a big 6'4", 310-pound sophomore, the guilty party.
He stopped moving his feet. When you do that, you're very susceptible to a holding call.
So second down and about 20. Wilson rolls to his left, looks down the field. He's going to run it himself, and he's going to be brought down in the backfield by Will Peterson. It's a sack. Back to the 45-yard line, a loss of two on the play. 1 minute left to go in the half. Third down and 25 upcoming for Dowling.
You've got to really appreciate the way these Trojans are giving 100% effort right here. You've got to leave it on the field, Todd.
So far, they are. They're flying to the ball. They're playing hard.
Wilson in the shotgun, third and 25. They're going to run a quick screen. Caught. That's Jason Murray across the 45 to the 40, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 36-yard line. With 34 seconds left, that's going to bring up fourth down and about 17 for Dowling. And an interesting decision here, although we'll see what happens, is with the Maroons only having one timeout. Fourth and 16.
Watch that wheel route. Watch that wheel route here. Coach Wilson's going to take a timeout right now for Dowling.
He's going to take his final timeout of the half, and we are going to do the same. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Seconds left to go in the half. Fourth down and 16 upcoming for Dowling, and their offense is going to stay on the field. Wilson leads his offense back onto the field. He is in the pistol. Jacob Zachary is behind him. Wilson back to pass. Looks to the left side. He's going to throw it out there, going up for it and making the catch at the 16-yard line. I believe that was...
That's Kerner.
That was Kerner on the reception. Jack Kerner with his second reception on third or fourth down of the evening. All the way down the 16-yard line, 25 seconds left. Dowling's going to go up tempo. They're going to throw for the corner of the end zone, and it's going to fall incomplete. 19 seconds left to go in the half. Ball on the 16-yard line. Second down and 10 upcoming.
Well, you can be sure that the Maroons are going to take three shots here into the end zone.
They can still pick up a first down, down to the 6-yard line. That's the only way they can stop the clock, save spiking the football.
Need to put a little pressure on this quarterback, on Wilson.
Wilson in the shotgun, Zachary to his right. Coming in motion is Billings. They're going to throw back, and they have a man open at the 10. He's going to be brought down. I think that's Kerner once again, brought down at the 5-yard line. He's going to pick up the first down with 10 seconds left, down to the 5-yard line. A gain of 12 on the play. Stops the clock with 10 seconds left to go. That was the tight end Joe Lathrom on the reception. So they rush to the line. Wilson in the pistol. He takes the snap, fires to the corner of the end zone, tipped, and it's going to fall incomplete. Was that Nick Keen out there on the coverage? Yes, it was. And that's going to bring up second down and goal from the 6.
Clock stops.
7 seconds left to go in the half.
This will probably be the last play of the half.
Depending on how quickly they can run a play, and they've run a couple of fade patterns that have taken about 3 seconds off the clock. Wilson in the shotgun, Zachary to his left. Wilson is going to throw for the end zone. It's going to fall incomplete once again. That was Oliver Martin on the coverage. 4 seconds left to go in the first half. Third down and goal upcoming from the 6-yard line of Iowa City West. And you wonder if they might just kick the field goal at this point. And they will. Dallas McCarthy comes on to the field. And for Iowa City West, no matter if McCarthy makes it here or not, depending on the situation, unless they fake it, this has to be a win for that defense. 23 yards. The snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is up. And it is good. So at the end of half number one, Dowling leads Iowa City West 16-10. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout as you are listening to High School Football brought to you by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
The thought of cold weather is, well, chilling. But not as chilling as the feeling you get when your battery fails on the road on cold, dark nights. That's why AutoZone is your home for tough Duralast batteries. They're tested to perform in temperatures 40 below zero and engineered to deliver more power during startup. So no matter how cold it might get, the thought of having a proven tough Duralast battery can keep you warm. With our help, you can always fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The holidays have arrived, and gentlemen, it's the perfect time for you to arrive in style. Hurry into JCPenney during our men's wardrobe sale and get 50% off select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and top coats. Gear up with an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. It's the perfect way to step up your game this holiday season. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon required. About 11/17 to 11/19. 20% offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com for coupon and details.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Bradshaw, today's lesson, facilities management.
Boss, I just swept the floor last night.
MRO Bradshaw, maintenance.
Repair and operations. Ferguson provides our facilities customers access to the best products available with a 1,900-page catalog, national call center, and electronic inventory solutions to keep them in the win column. Plus, with the largest national footprint in the game, we can help them cover multiple locations.
Impressive.
That mean I don't have to sweep?
To learn more about how Ferguson's MRO team can help yours, visit Ferguson.com. Get the broom, Bradshaw.
I'm not getting
Pick up the broom, Bradshaw.
We have reached halftime in this Class 4A state championship matchup between Iowa City West and West Des Moines Dowling. West Des Moines Dowling with a 16-10 lead over Iowa City West. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle. And Gary, we've had three games here at the Dome, and special guests keep rolling in. We have another one.
You bet we do. We've got Craig Hugel, the AD at West High. Craig, thanks for stopping up here, joining us. What's your take of the first half?
Well, guys, thanks for having me on. I think the take of our first half is we're happy with how we're playing so far, but we have a lot of work yet to do. We've gotten off to a good start, but we got a whole another half yet to play.
Craig, I just want to our last game at Iowa City West, we saw the battle for the boot, and we thought that this team was talented. They hit a huge speed bump there, but since then, the way that they have played, especially after the Prairie game, they have been playing really, really good football.
You know, and I think our guys just did some soul searching and said, okay, guys, if we're going to make a real run at this, we've got to get it together. And they certainly have. And we really started to hit our stride week nine and going into the playoffs. I've been around and we've all seen a lot of good football, but that's a really good stretch for us.
Well, I think, too, Coach Hartwick has done just a fabulous job making sure he circled the wagons, not losing control of the kids. He told me, you know, we've got some great seniors that, you know, they deserve all the credit in the world to maintain and steady the ship. Had a couple good district games leading into the playoffs. Craig, you're hot. You're the hottest team in the state right now. And Bentendorf, come back and get right after Prairie. Cedar Rapids, Washington. We're in this game 16-10. A strong showing in the second half. West High could come up on top. I mean, they've got to play great, but they're playing themselves into that position.
You know, and that's a good point. We've really had to play great since week five. You know, it
every game was a playoff for you.
It has been a lose, and we're pretty much out of it. So our guys realize that. Our seniors have been tremendous. Our coaching staff has been outstanding. You know, the guys have been working at this since last November, heck, before I came on board. You know, they're just not ready to see all that hard work and effort go for naught. So we're pleased to be where we're at, but, you know, quite frankly, we're looking for great things in the second half. We're not just looking to try to keep this close. We want to finish the deal.
You talk about the seniors on this football team. You talk about all the talent, Oliver Martin, Devontae Lane. You look on the offensive line, there's talent. But I think the steadying force, the engineer of this offense in the second half of the season has been the junior quarterback, Evan Flitz. And when I watched him last week against Cedar Rapids, Washington, I thought, man, this guy is playing absolutely out of his mind right now. He has been playing some great football. 9 for 10 in the first half.
You know, and that's absolutely right. He just doesn't make bad decisions. And he's extremely accurate. He's got great kids to throw to. He's had a lot of time in the pocket to throw it. It's a team effort. There's a lot of things that go into it, but Evan has been tremendous for us.
Here's what I like about Evan, and he's shown this all year in my eyes. He doesn't try, Craig, to do too much. He stays within the framework of what Garrett wants him to do. And one nice thing is the mentorship that Coach Hartwick is providing for Evan is outstanding. Coach Hartwick was a heck of a quarterback back in his day.
You know, and that's absolutely true. Evan realizes what he can and cannot do, and he does what he can do. And I think a lot of credit goes to Coach Hartwig, but also Coach Andrew Durham, our offensive coordinator, for designing things that he does really well.
Well, we have Craig Hugel, the AD at Iowa City West, here at halftime as the West Des Moines Dowling Maroons lead the Iowa City West Trojans 16-10. And, Craig, we're in November. A busy time of year for you. We're transitioning from fall sports to winter sports. What's going on over there at Iowa City West?
You know, we've had a tremendous fall. We've qualified events at state swimming. Our cross-country teams both placed fifth as a team. Bailey Nock was the individual cross-country champion in girls 4A. Volleyball for the third straight year, qualifying for the state tournament. And then our football team, who decided to play great when it really mattered. It's been really interesting. You know, we have a lot of our basketball players who don't have lockers yet because our football team is still playing, which is a great problem.
I was going to say, you're going to take that anytime you can get it.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
These little issues, you know, we're
you
definitely
can work your way through that.
Yeah, we'll take that. We'll take that for sure.
Well, how about now into the basketball season? How's that look on the boys' side and on the girls' side?
You know, I believe we'll be very competitive. We play in a very difficult league night in and night out. If you're not ready to go, you're going to get humbled. But I really have watched our girls and boys practice. It's been really difficult with our boys because a lot of our guys are still wearing shoulder pads. And our wrestling team just got started, and a lot of those guys are still playing football. But I expect good things. I think we'll be very, very competitive. We've got tremendous coaches and kids who have a tradition and an expectation that they're going to come out and play well.
You bet.
Well, that is Craig Hugel, the AD at Iowa City West. Craig, thanks for joining us at halftime. As Gary, that's one more point.
One thing, too, Craig, I just want to thank you here on air for everything that you do for West High. First year in, and that's a tough position to be in. I know you spend a lot of hours, a lot of time you know, that's the responsibility of the AD. But, boy, you're just doing yeoman's work. We really appreciate that. My wife teaches over at West High. She always has great things to say about you and your hard work. And then also Alex and I and the rest of KGYM, we want to thank you, because every time I text you or give you a quick phone call, let you know, hey, I need this, or can you help us out with this, you're always, always more than accommodating, and that's a sign of a great AD, a true professional, and we appreciate that.
Well, guys, thank you very much, and I want to thank you guys for the great coverage you give our student-athletes. You know, at the end of the day, that's what we do it for. This is an experience that our guys are going to remember for the rest of their lives and something they'll talk about at class reunion, so we're glad to do it.
Athletic AD at Iowa City West, Craig Hugo. Craig, handshakes all around. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Halftime Show. 16-10, West Des Moines Dowling leading Iowa City West. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We're going to be back with more of our Halftime Show. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy. Thinking ahead.
Kevin Kugler here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Hall of Famer James Lofton and I are set to call the action as Kirk Cousins and the Washington Redskins play host to the Green Bay Packers. Can Aaron Rodgers and the Packers break their three-game losing skid, or will Washington pick up their second straight win? Join us to find out and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
NFL Sunday Night Football, the Packers and the Redskins, Sunday at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, presented by Mediacom.
Welcome back to the Unidome in Cedar Falls, Class 4A State Championship action, and we are at halftime with West Des Moines Dowling leading Iowa City West 16-10, and the third member of our crew, Todd Werner, has some totals and statistics from the first half.
Thanks, Alex. Iowa City West, first half, 15 rushing attempts for 36 yards. They were led in rushing by Devontae Lane with 8 carries for 20 yards. Passing, Evan Flitz, we talked about him having to have a good night tonight, and he has been very solid. 9 out of 10 thus far for a total of 79 yards. Receiving being led by Devontae Lane with 4 receptions for 35 yards. Oliver Martin has 2 receptions for 29 yards. Iowa City West has had a total of 7 first downs, 115 total yards of offense. And one of the key stats also, too, that stands out to me, Vic, 3-for-5 on third down.
Yes, exactly.
Talk about that.
Yep,
being
exactly.
Being able to convert those third down plays, keep the Dowling offense off of the field. Over on the flip side, for Dowling, 9 first downs in the first half, rushing, 22 rushes, 82 yards.
That's in check. They're keeping him in check there.
And early on that first drive, Zachary had a total, I believe, 60, 50-something yards on that first drive, and they've kept him really in check for the most part since then. So, you know, it has to be a victory when the coaches talk at halftime with the defense from West. They got to be very pleased with what they've done so far.
Well, they started tackling him down low once they found out that he was so strong upstairs, and they're gang tackling him as well, so... Two good signs for us right there, guys.
Yep. I will say this about Ben Wilson, the quarterback for Dowling. They've had a lot of good quarterbacks in the past. Ben Wilson is a game manager, but it is very clear to me that Iowa City West wants him to throw the football.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's been 7 of 11 for passing, 92 yards, long of 23. Cole Billings leading them in receptions with 3 catches for 36 yards. But guys, the biggest play of the night, the kick return.
Yes.
Oliver Martin.
Yeah, I circled that down here. Absolutely. There's a game changer. All of a sudden, that confidence factor starts growing when you have that happen. West High's in this. They're one touchdown away. Shore things up defensively. Watch the wheel route. Make sure you make some adjustments to prevent that. I just jotted down, don't give up a big play to Dowling in the second half and come out and stun the state.
And if serves me correct, Iowa City West will return the opening kickoff of the second half. We're just under 3 minutes away from kickoff here in the second half of play, and it is time, Coach, for your keys to the second half.
All right, well, here again, I think that third down conversion is going to be really, really important. In that first half, Dowling was 4 of 6, 66%. We need to get that down around 35 to 40%. Don't give up a big play, as I just mentioned a couple seconds ago. Those defensive backs need to keep everything in front of them. Understand the wheel route. Watch for a running back coming out of that backfield. They were very successful with that in the first half. On back-to-back occasions. They can do those little things. Their confidence will continue to grow. They have nothing to lose, and that's a dangerous team when they have that type of an attitude and that type of an approach. I like West's chances in the second half to win this ballgame.
I'm going to be completely honest here. I sat next to Todd Werner before the game, Todd, and you will remember this discussion. I said, we are going to find out very early if West is intimidated. If West is intimidated to be on this football field with Dowling, that is absolutely not the case. We have seen Dowling so far tonight make every inch difficult for Iowa City West. There's been some adversity, and they have bounced back and stood tall through every single piece of adversity that's hit them so far in the first half.
You know what? It reminds me of the Iowa-Michigan game. Listen to the Hawkeyes after the game where they were just saying, you know what? We just told ourselves, they're just guys, just like us. They're not, you know, on a pedestal. They're not, you know, inhuman. They aren't monsters over there. They're just guys. That's what West High is finding out. And, boy, they've responded. That first half was really, really good.
It was. And we had another chat before the game about Evan Flitz. And this is a guy who, early in the season, you could tell, and I don't want to, I'm not comparing anything here to him to Russell Wilson or anything, but I remember Pete Carroll, the way he dealt with Russell Wilson in his rookie year, he wanted to ease him into the situation. I think that was very similar to the approach that Garrett Hartwig has taken with his junior signal caller, and at this point in the year, he pretty much has opened up his entire offense to the junior signal caller. You see him making checks at the offensive line. You see him getting this team in and out of the huddle. You see him getting them in and out of bad plays. He's doing it all.
Well, Coach Hartwick has basically turned the car keys over to Evan Flitz and just is like, hey, you're at the wheel. This is your team. Guide us. And he's been able to do that.
So we are about ready to begin the second half of play. 16-10. Is the West Des Moines Dowling lead over Iowa City West. West will return the opening kickoff of the second half. We are just about ready to kick things off. As I mentioned, Iowa City West will be moving from right to left to begin or throughout the duration of the second half. Austin West back deep to receive with Devontae Lane as well as Oliver Martin. That's a potent return team if I've ever seen one. And they tried to, West Des Moines Dowling pooched one to the near side the last kickoff and kicked it right to Oliver Martin. I think, this is just an educated guess, that they probably will not do that again. But we'll see.
Gentlemen.
24 minutes, they're going to squib kick it. And Austin West picks it up at the 10 across the 15 to the 20. Sidesteps a man. He's going to be stood up and dropped at the 20-yard line. That's where Evan Flitz and company will take over after a 9-yard return from Austin West.
It was like in the Regina game. Every possession, every snap, you've got to play it as though it's your last snap of the season, of your career. Seniors have to come out and win this game here in the second half for West High.
Iowa City West breaks the huddle. Double wing formation, ball in the middle of the field. One receiver to either side. Buchanan split out wide to the right. Oliver Martin to the left. Devontae Lane to the left of Evan Flitz, and he's going to get the carry on the first play. Bounces it outside across the 30, and he is going to be brought down, or excuse me, the 25 to about the 29-yard line, brought down by Willie O'Hara after a gain of about 9. That's going to bring up second down and 1 right out of the chute in the second half for Iowa City West.
Healthy sign right there. Devontae running very, very tough up inside.
This has been, so far in the first half, I thought a very, very good offensive game plan drawn up by the Iowa City West coaches. Second down and 1. Flitz under center. I formation behind him. Devontae Lane's the running back. Lane's going to get the quick handoff. He stays patient. He picks up 3 out to the 31-yard line, brought down by Ryan Mells, but not before Devontae Lane picks up a first down for Iowa City West.
Yeah, Devontae needed about a yard and a half there, picked up 3. Chains move over on the far sideline. West High continuing to feel that confidence, getting into that flow, getting that rhythm offensively. Throw on first down, sprinkle that pass in here.
They stick with a double wing formation. Flitz takes a snap. He's back to pass, throws over the middle, almost intercepted, intended for Oliver Martin. It was number 2, Adam Lee, who stepped right in front of that curl route to the near side and almost picked it off. So as it stands, second down and 10 upcoming for Iowa City West.
We want Oliver to come back for the ball there. Don't allow that defensive back to jump a route. Help your quarterback out.
Two receivers to the far side, wing right formation. Martin split out wide to the left. Flitz in the shotgun. And Lane's going to get the carry off left tackle. And he gets brought down right at the line of scrimmage by Willie O'Hara. Maybe a little too patient there by Devontae Lane running sideways. He's also brought down by Mitch Riggs, the outside linebacker. No gain on the play. Third down and 10 upcoming for Iowa City West.
Now, how many times do you go to the well hoping that Dowling, you know, over-penetrates, over-pursues, and then you have that little throwback pass.
Trips to the far side of the field. It's the wide side. Oliver Martin lone to the near side. Blitz coming from Dowling. Flitz steps up in the pocket. He is not going to get away from pressure. He is going to be sacked in the backfield by Elias Bell. Back at the 24-yard line, a loss of 8. Fourth and 18 upcoming. Iowa City West is going to have to punt the football away.
Coverage sack right there by Dowling. The receivers were very well covered. Good pass rush. We get an opportunity to watch the Jumbotron after each play. Very physical pass rush by the Dowling front 4.
Evan Hermiston on to punt. Jack Kerner back deep to receive, stands at his own 42-yard line. Iowa City West goes with the spread punt look. Hermiston gets the snap, gets it away much quicker this time. A high wobbly kick. It's going to be fielded at zone 48-yard line by number 20, Jack Kerner. A punt of 28 yards. A injured Dowling player lays at the 45-yard line. It's number 4, Moses Dwu. And he's rolling in pain on the far side of the field. First down and 10, upcoming for West Des Moines Dowling from their own 48-yard line.
Yeah, Dowling's not going to want to have Moses go down. He's their starting quarterback.
And he's going to get up under his own power.
Looks like a left leg injury of some type.
And he's walking with a little bit of assistance to the far sideline.
Field position going to be really important right here. Dowling starting at their own 47-yard line. Wilson's bringing them out onto the field. West High needs to play tough defense just like they did at the end of the first half.
Wilson in the pistol. Jacob Zachary behind him. Coming in motion is Cole Billings. Instead, Zachary up the middle. He has all kinds of room across the 45. Stiff arms a man at the 40. Dragging tacklers down to the 36-yard line. That's a gain of 16 on the play. And a first down for the Maroons.
Here again, several Trojans try to tackle him upstairs. It's not going to happen. You've got to be down below. Don't read the juke. Read that belly button. It's not going to lie to you where that ball's going.
Once again, they go to the same formation, tied into the left, one receiver to either side. Billings split out wide to the left corner out here to the right. Wilson is going to hand off to Zachary off left tackle, and he gets close to the 30-yard line. I believe he's going to be brought down at the 31-yard line. After a gain of four on the play, number 20, Cole Mabry, makes the tackle for Iowa City West. Second down and six upcoming for the Maroons. Wilson gets to the line, quickly lines his team up. He's going to hand off to Zachary once again. He breaks a tackle across the 25, dragging tacklers to the 20. Down to the 19, Max Brown makes the tackle, but not before a gain of 12 and another Dowling first down. At this point, you think Tom Wilson, the head coach, might be saying, no more screwing around,
No. We're
going to run the football.
Yeah, try to stop us.
And they're going to go to the well again. Zachary right up the middle, dragging tacklers inside the 15, brought down by Max Brown at the 14-yard line, maybe closer to the 13. We'll call it a gain of six, second and four upcoming for West Des Moines. Dowling.
Well, the West High front is really feeling the effects of a very large offensive line from Dowling Catholic.
So they go to the same formation. This time, Jason Murray checks into the game at running back as a flag flies.
And a West High defender jump on the snap count, not watching the ball.
So that's going to be another first down, and it's going to bring up a first down and goal situation at the 8-yard line for the Maroons. Wilson in the pistol. Murray is the running back. Murray has seen a couple of carries here this evening. Two tight ends, one to either side. Murray off left tackle. They're going to run the
There's
same play.
Hold.
Puts it outside the five. Reaches for the goal line. He gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Dowling. It looked like there might have been a holding call on the or a hold on the left edge. None was called. 22-10 Maroons, pending an extra point with 7:29
left to go.
Watch this
on the jumbotron.
It looked like the left tackle, Peter Nink,
yep,
had a hold of number 42, Tyler Yorger. It was not called. And Dowling has a chance to go up 23-10, pending this Dallas McCarthy extra point. Dallas McCarthy's kick is right down the middle. 23-10 Maroons, 7:29 left to go in the third quarter. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to high school football on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as all of our KGYM frequencies.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Welcome back to the Unidome. 7:29 remaining in the third quarter. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Ficklin, Todd Warner, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Jeff Dowling, the hardest working man back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He's been with us all day. He was with us during the 11 a.m. game, the Regina Western Christian game. He produced the APC, and now he is with us here this evening. Back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we can't thank him enough for his hard work. It's been a long day for us, but I know it's probably been a longer day for Jeff. ...23-10 is the Dowling Catholic lead over Iowa City West. 7:29 remaining. Dowling kicking it off. A squib kick. It's going to be fielded by Devontae Lane. Instead, it goes through his legs. A live ball at the 3-yard line. Trying to make someone miss, but he won't. He's brought down at his own 5-yard line. First down and 10 upcoming for Iowa City West. Deep inside their own territory. And Gary, you used to coach softball.
Yeah.
That was a grounder to
right through Devontae the
wickets. Lane went right through his legs, right through the five hole.
Yeah, you've got to get down. You've got to lower that center of gravity. Just didn't do it. He's slapping himself in the helmet. He just feels sick. Let's make up for it right now.
First down and 10 from the 5-yard line. Flitz under center. Tie-dye formation behind him. Devontae Lane's the running back. They're going to hand off to the fullback, Brayton McDowell. And he doesn't have much at all. He gets back to the line of scrimmage and nothing more. Second down and 10 upcoming for Iowa City West.
This is where Dowling is extremely dangerous defensively right here. West High has to move the ball. Dowling very opportunistic. Looking for turnovers. They've returned 5 interceptions for touchdowns. They've picked up 2 fumble recoveries for touchdowns. They're extremely dangerous.
They capitalize on other teams' mistakes. Flitz in the shotgun. Lane to his left. Lane will get the carry, and he's going to bounce it outside once again. He's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage by Mitch Riggs. Looked like he had somewhat of a seam. Tried to bounce it outside, and Gary, that's not going to get many yards against this Dowling defense.
Can't outrun Dowling. You cannot. You just can't get to the edge. You can't bounce it to the outside. They flow very, very fast, very quick. You've got to find that little lane. You've got to find that little area in which you can square up and go north and south, pick up those critical yards.
Third down and 9 for Iowa City West. Double wing formation, a receiver to either side. Dowling shows blitz, and now they're going to back off. 4-man rush. Flitz steps up in the pocket. Throw over the middle, and the flag's going to fly. Intended for Oliver Martin. He was hit by Willie O'Hara, the middle linebacker, about a second before the ball arrived. That's going to be pass interference on the senior linebacker, O'Hara. On 3rd and 9, it's going to be an automatic. Well, not an automatic. It's going to be a first down.
But it will be a first down.
It will be a first down.
And more importantly, they're out from underneath the shadows of their goal. Oh, took him right off his feet, didn't he?
He did. That was a big hit way too early by Mr. Willie O'Hara. Ball at the 21-yard line, first down and 10. Upcoming for Iowa City West, 5:55 remaining in the third quarter. West down 2 scores. They trail by 13. Flitz in the shotgun, Lane to his left. 2 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side. Double coverage out here on Oliver Martin. Flitz back to pass. He's going to throw it to the left. It's going to be caught by Austin West. Makes a man miss.
Nice.
25. He's going to be slung down right about the 27-yard line after a gain of 6 on the play. And that's going to bring up 2nd down and a 4.
Make the play call, throwing on 1st down. Austin, a nice route. Making people miss.
Dylan Doyle with a good block on the outside to give West a little bit of room. 2nd down and 2, upcoming for Iowa City West. Trips to the near side, 1 receiver to the far side, falls in the shotgun. Lane's going to get the carry. He has some room, gets north and south across the 35, out to the 40-yard line. That is a gain of 9 on the play. The Trojan down.
And he did what we want him to do. We can see it very well from up here.
He got
cut it up.
South.
Go north-south.
Well, and he read the block a lot better that time. The block was the defender to the outside, and he cut inside the block, whereas before he went where the defender was.
Read your blocker's butt. That's going to tell you. You want to cut up inside of that.
Trips to the far side. 1 receiver to the near side. Flitz in the shotgun. Once again, the carry goes to Lane. He's going to bounce it outside, and he's going to be brought down right at the line of scrimmage.
Just what we were just saying on the previous play. the block was taking the defender towards
to the outside. He was taking him to the sideline.
And he tried
cut up. Here's the butt right here. Yep. Cut up right there.
Yep.
Cut up right up there.
If he does so, he probably picks up about four or five yards. Instead, he's dropped at the line of scrimmage, second down and 10 from their own 40-yard line upcoming for the Trojans. Buchanan, Doyle, and West, the trips formation to the near side. Flitz in the shotgun, second down and 10 upcoming. Dowling showing blitz. Flitz is going to run it himself, and he is going to be wrestled down by Willie O'Hara for a loss of one. Third and 11 upcoming for the Trojans.
Dowling just had all of their defenders standing that time.
Radar. That little radar defense.
The radar package that,
yep,
that you see Iowa run,
yep,
once in a while.
Just try to confuse that offensive line. Get a hard bull rush on there.
3:42 and counting left to go in the third quarter. Third and 11. Four receivers set, three of them to this side. Flitz in the shotgun, Lane to his left. Flitz back to pass. Four-man rush by Dowling. Throws it out to the near side. Lane has a catch across the 45. Has room across midfield inside the 40-yard line. Down to the 37-yard line. That's a gain of 23 as Devontae Lane came out of the backfield as the last progression, and Flitz found him.
Nice job here by Flitz. Maintaining some poise. Devontae Lane presented himself as a viable receiver right there. Caught the ball, and boy, did he explode with speed up that near sideline.
I formation, tied into the right side, one receiver to either side. Flitz under center. Lane is the running back. Lane gets the carry up the middle, has room across the 30, makes a man miss at the 28, brought down at the 27-yard line. I think he's going to be just short of a first down, second down and one upcoming for the Trojans. Gain of nine for Devontae Lane.
Yep, he's going to be about a yard short. But boy, that was, again, explosive. North, solid running. North-south running. Don't dance. Get going.
I formation once again. Brayton McDowell, the fullback. Lane, the running back. Flitz under center. Flitz is going to quarterback sneak it. Takes a pop, but picks up the first down. Down to just inside the 27-yard line. Brought down by Jack Bertram. But another first down for the Trojans.
You can feel West High gaining a lot of confidence just offensively right now. Moving the ball, moving the chains.
They're trailed by two scores, and they're not in really any hurry to run plays. They're trying to control the clock. If they get down by three scores, that's when they have to hurry. But right now, they're staying poised. First down and 10 from the 26-yard line. Wing right formation, one receiver to either side, and they went a little too slow this time. The play clock runs out, and a delay of game is going to back up the Trojans 5 yards. Oliver Martin was the receiver that ran in the play from the sideline, and it looked like he was grabbing a little drink on the sideline. Took a little too long to get in and out of the huddle for Evan Flitz in this offense, and it's going to result in a 5-yard penalty, first and 15 from the 31-yard line of Dowling. They go back to that tight I formation. Play clock now under five again. Flitz takes the snap. He's back to pass. Fires down the middle. He has Buchanan! Down to the 8-yard line.
He's been quiet all game long, Buchanan.
23 yards from Evan Flitz to Travis Buchanan. First down and goal West from the Dowling 8-yard line.
Nice hands, great coverage by Dowling.
Brought down by Marcus Miller, who it looks like Iowa City West has found him here this evening. They are going right after number six. They found a matchup that they like. And once again, he's matched up one-on-one with Buchanan to the far side, Martin one-on-one to this side. Flitz under center, off play action, rolls to his left, fires to the end zone. Oliver Martin makes a one-hand catch, but out of bounds. And that's going to bring up second down and goal from the 8-yard line as the ball falls incomplete. I shouldn't say it fell incomplete because Oliver Martin did catch it, but he was out of bounds.
That was one hand. That was a one-handed catch right there.
So this time, Austin West will run in the play from the sideline. 1:27 left to go in the third quarter. 15 on the play clock as they break the huddle.
I like the one-on-one matchup up on the top side here, Buchanan.
Buchanan and Marcus Miller. Flitz is going to run it himself up the middle inside the five. He's going to be wrestled down at the three-yard line. A gain of about five. And it's going to bring up third down and goal from the three for Iowa City West. 1:14 and counting left to go in the third quarter.
Now you've got to tell yourself, two downs, 3 yards, right?
That's correct. This is four down territory if they can't get it here. Flitz in the shotgun, double wing formation. Flitz rolls to his right. He's going to run it himself, and he is not going to get there. It's going to be brought down at the two, and it's going to bring up fourth down and goal from the two, brought down by John Wagner, I should say, left defensive end.
Hey, Coach Hartwick has three timeouts to use. He's going to elect to take one right now.
So 23-10 the score and a decision time for Garrett Hartwick. And I will say this, you're playing the three-time defending state champion. You come in a heavy underdog. You're not going to have many more opportunities like this.
You're going for it. Yeah, absolutely. The decision is not whether you're going for it or not going for it. The decision is which play are you going to call.
And that's an interesting question. Inside the two-yard line, this is where it's very, very tough for Iowa City West to get some movement against a condensed Dowling defense. Great question, Coach. What is the call?
I like to put the ball in Flitz's hands here. Give him the opportunity for a run or a pass himself. And you know they're going to be all over Martin. I like to roll the dice and maybe go towards Buchanan.
Buchanan has come up
on the top side, on the top side. I like that. I like a little slant pass right here to Buchanan. Juke outside. Bring it back hard on the inside. Let Flitzy lay the ball right into him. Let him run right into it. I think you got a touchdown drawn up right now on the sideline.
It had success going to Lane on misdirection, too, rolling him to one side.
Throw back to Lane.
Fourth down and goal from the two-yard line for Iowa City West.
Ball's resting basically in the center of the field.
Right in the middle of the field. The Dowling sideline making some noise. The Dowling fans making some
noise.
As Alex Kleinhaus splits out wide to the right, trips to either side. Swinging gate formation, Austin West comes in motion. Flitz, back to pass, is going to throw to Devontae Lane, throws behind him. He's going to be brought down at the 6-yard line by Mitch Riggs. Turnover on downs. Dowling will get the football back with 29 seconds left to go in the third quarter. They tried to go with a little trickeration, and Dowling was not fooled.
I like a gutsy call right there. You're the underdog. You have nothing to lose. Try to throw something at them they haven't seen. Something they're not expecting.
So with 29 seconds left and Dowling leading 23-10, there is a timeout on the field before the Maroons get the football back. We're going to step aside as well for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No-strings checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Welcome back to the Unidome. 23-10 is the Dowling lead over Iowa City West as the Maroons are in search of their fourth consecutive state championship. They lead by two scores. They take over first down and 10 from their own 12-yard line. If ever there was a time for Iowa City West to get a turnover, now is it. You'd have to think that Jacob Zachary is going to get a heavy dose of carries here as he is behind Ben Wilson, who's in the pistol. Wilson takes the snap. He's going to hand off to Zachary on the right edge, patiently waiting for blockers. He's not going to get any, and he's going to be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 upcoming. A great play by Max Brown in pursuit to string out Jacob Zachary for no gain.
Yeah, Dowling just wanted to run a power play to the right-hand side, little zone blocking by Dowling Catholic, and West High just took it right to the sideline, only allowing a yard on that play.
It was the last play of the third quarter. We're going to head to the fourth quarter with Dowling leading Iowa City West 23-10. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. High school football is brought to you by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM. More on the way after this.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No strings checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Now they have to get a stop to give their offense another chance.
Absolutely. They have to defensively right now be just as vicious as they possibly can, try to strip the ball, any opportunities. You've got a gang tackle. You've got to bring this kid down. You can't allow him to pick up 7, 8, 9 yards. And Zachary's been a workhorse. He's big. He's a horse, but you got to bring him down, guys. This is the game right now. 12 minutes left. 12 minutes to the finish.
Second down and 7, ball on the 7-yard line. We are about ready to start play here in the fourth quarter. Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle, Todd Werner. Class 4A state championship game. Ben Wilson in the pistol. Jacob Zachary behind him. Unbalanced line. Zachary gets the carry up the middle. He breaks a tackle across the 10, across the 15, lowers his shoulder across the 20, breaks away to the 25, 30, 35, brought down at the 37-yard line. Eventually brought down by number 33, Max Brown, who comes up with a touchdown-saving tackle, but number 23 breaks free and picks up a big first down on a gain of 31.
Got number 11, Nick Keene, coming out for West High. Wants to have maybe a bit of a stinger here.
Zachary once again up the middle, and he gets out across the 43 to the 44-yard line. A gain of 5. Max Brown with another tackle for Iowa City West. Second and 5 upcoming for Dowling Catholic. As you would have to think, they are going to want to milk this clock for everything that it is worth.
I wouldn't anticipate any passes by Wilson. It's just going to be a steady diet of running plays here.
Wilson has only attempted 11 passes in this football game for 92 yards. Jacob Zachary has 23 carries. This time they're going to hand off to Jason Murray up the middle, and he is going to be wrestled down just short of the first down by number 87, Will Peterson. Third down and 1. Maybe a long 1 or 2 upcoming for Dowling.
Zachary's back into the ball game.
19 on the play clock as Dowling looks to the sideline with 10:37 and counting left to go in the football game. Tom Wilson in no hurry to get the play to his quarterback. It's going to run down, and Wilson is going to call a timeout. That is their first timeout of the second half, and we're going to take a timeout with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
10:24 remaining in the football game here from the Unidome. It's Cedar Falls. Class 4A state championship game. Iowa City West trails West Des Moines, Dowling 23-10. 10:24 left to go in the football game. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner. And guys, you knew that the game plan was going to be give the ball to Jacob Zachary. There's been quite a bit of resistance so far from Iowa City West here this evening, but you're going to get even more of them here coming down the stretch of this game.
He's the game changer. I mean, he can take over a game and put it away for you. He's the closer. He's the finisher, so to speak.
He is in the backfield. An unbalanced line to the right with offensive linemen shifting to the right. Wilson takes the snap. He's going to hand to Zachary to the right side. Runs over a tackler into West territory, dragging tacklers down to the 45-yard line. Finally brought down by Dylan Doyle. But not before a gain of 7 yards and a Dowling first down.
I mean, that's punishing. Look at that right there. I mean, he's just basically running over defenders. This is clearly why Dowling coming in tonight is rated number one in the state Class 4A.
Wilson back under center. Craw coming in motion. He's going to get the carry. He gets outside across the 40. Inside the 40. Breaks out of a tackle down to the 31-yard line. Brought down by Dylan Doyle. But that's another gain of 10 and a first down for Dowling. The clock stops right now at 9:58, but will wind when the sticks are set. And now it winds again inside of 10 minutes to play. They're going more methodical than they have. 15 on the play clock. Wilson under center. Zachary up the middle. And he is going to be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Great form tackle by Dylan Doyle after a gain of a yard. And that's going to bring up second down and 9 for the Maroons. Dylan Doyle has had a heck of a football game. We might look back at that one fumble, but it's hard to do that, but in a game like this, it is what it is.
That's correct. That is correct.
Wilson in the pistol. Jason Murray checks into the game. He's going to go now in motion. They're going to throw a screen to him. Makes the catch of the 35 upfield to the 30. Spins down to the 28-yard line, and that's where he is brought down. But a flag flies out after the play.
I think that'll be on Dowling Catholic.
I think so as well. I think that was a left guard, Mitch Goff, who has been trying to be consoled by his teammates because he is not happy at this very moment as the officials huddle up and confer on the call. It's going to go against Dowling, even though the official with the ball actually ran towards the Iowa City West side. For a second, it looked like it was going to go against West. Instead, they're going to back it up from right to left across your, or from left to right across your radio dial, back to the 43-yard line. And since that was a dead ball foul, I assume the down counts, and it's going to be third down and a mile upcoming for Dowling. 8:50 left to go and counting. This could be a very conservative call here for Dowling, but we will see. It's going to be. Zachary gets the call up the middle inside the 40, breaks a tackle, 35-30. He has the first down and more inside the 10-yard line, down to the 9. On third and 22, he goes for 33.
You just don't have an answer. We just don't have an answer for that physical running style that Zachary possesses.
First and goal from the 9.
Big kid, but he also runs with some speed, guys. Runs downhill, doesn't mess around, doesn't, you know, try to head to the sideline, straight ahead running. punishing running back.
He's back in the backfield once again. Wilson in the pistol. And there's movement across the offensive line on both sides. It's going to be called against the offense. And it's going to back Dowling up 5 yards. So that'll bring up first down and goal from the 15-yard line for the Maroons as the clock continues to roll. And when all is said and done, this play will be run inside of 8 minutes. West High having some substitution issues, and finally they get lined up. Wilson in the pistol, Murray behind him. Jason Murray checks in. And he's going to get the carry off right tackle, gets to the outside, cuts upfield, and he's going to be brought down at the 13-yard line. That's a gain of 2 on the play, and that's going to bring up second down and goal from the 13. Blake Ely, the defensive tackle, makes the tackle for Iowa City West.
You know, a lot of times that when games conclude, seasons wrap up, coaches evaluate, Dowling Catholic is the standard in Class 4A. Everybody wants to kind of emulate what they're doing. But you know what, you guys? Not very many high schools have three 300-pound offensive linemen.
Zachary's going to get the carry up the middle. This time he stood up and dropped at the line of scrimmage by Max Brown, number 33. And that's going to bring up third down and goal from the 12, maybe closer to the 11 for the Maroons.
Big down here.
6:50 and counting left to go in the football game. A huge down, and Dowling, you would think if they can just get points, would really help them out. They lead by 13. We'll see how conservative or not conservative this play call is. Wilson takes the snap. He rolls to his right, has pressure in his face, and he's going to be dropped at the 18-yard line. Sack in the backfield. There was initial pressure off the right edge, and Landon Green, number 50, brings down Ben Wilson, and it's going to bring up fourth down and goal from the 20-yard line and decision time for Dowling.
I think Tyler Yorger was in on that play as well.
Dowling, the kicker, Dallas McCarthy, is 5 for 9 on the season with a long of 42 yards. This one is going to be 37 yards. From the right hash. Play clock at 15. The snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is up. It has distance, and it is pushed to the right. No good. With 5:38 left to go in the game, West Des Moines Dowling still leads Iowa City West 23-10. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
He's good.
Sports radio on the historic main gym. 1600
Welcome
KGYM
back to
Cedar
Falls.
Rapids.
The Uni Dome is the site for Class 4A state championship matchup. Iowa City West trails West Des Moines Dowling 23-10 with 5:38 left to go here in the fourth quarter. While Iowa City West does get the ball back, their offensive mindset is going to have to completely change. They've played ball control, running the football, moving very methodically all game. They're going to have to go much more up-tempo, trailing by 2 scores. Flitz is going to drop back to pass. He's going to fire it down the right side. Has a man out there, overthrows Travis Buchanan, and it falls incomplete. Second down and 10 upcoming for Iowa City West.
Going to have to swing a back out of the backfield here. I think their defensive backs very skillful. They can run stride for stride with the West High receivers. Run those guys off, bring somebody in underneath, try to pick up that good 10, 15-yard pass completion.
Two receivers to either side, flits in the shotgun. Second and 10 from the 20-yard line. Devontae Lane to the left of Evan Flitz. Flitz back to pass, has a pressure right in his face. He's brought down at the 10-yard line. That was number 98 at Elias Bell, and I will say this. He had a beautiful spin move to the inside, went right around the left tackle, and got right into the face of Flitz. He brings him down for a 9-yard loss.
Yeah, awfully quick. Bell is a big, big defensive end. Extremely agile, quick, great hands, plays off blockers. He's a good one.
Third down and 19 for the Trojans. Game clock under 5 minutes. Flitz back to pass, rolls to his right, steps up in the pocket, fires down the field, caught by Austin West at the sticks. He's close to a first down, and he's going to have it. Out to the 31-yard line, a gain of 19 from Flitz to Austin West, and a first down for the Trojans.
Now we've got 4:42 on the clock. West High's going to need to score with 2 minutes or more remaining in the game.
West is going to make another catch at the 35, and he's going to be brought down at the 37-yard line. So a gain of 7. The clock continues to run.
Get up to the line of scrimmage. Get up on the ball.
Second and 3 upcoming. Once again, the Trojans will have 2 timeouts remaining. The clock under 4:20. Flitz up to the line. He's in the shotgun, trips to this side. One receiver to the far side. He takes the snap. Four-man rush by Dowling. All day to throw. Lane makes the catch at the 35. Gets upfield to the 40. And he gets to the boundary. Out of bounds at the 40-yard line. He's going to be very close to a first down.
Depends on where they spot this. They'll probably have to measure.
Todd Warner, rightfully so, says it's
Eagle Eye Warner calls it again.
First down for Iowa City West. Clock stops with 4 minutes left to play. Ball on their own 40-yard line. This time they can move more methodically, get a play that they want because the clock is stopped. Great heads-up play by Lane to get out of bounds after picking up the first down. Trips to the left. Oliver Martin, the lone receiver, to the right. Flitz in the shotgun. He takes the snap. Fires to the left. It's caught by Buchanan at midfield. He steps back, and he's going to be wrangled down at the 47-yard line, brought down by Adam Lee after a gain of 7. Second down and 3 upcoming for the Trojans. At this point, the Trojans are going to have to score and likely onside kick if they can get in the end zone. Flitz, back to pass. He's going to run it. He has some room up the middle, gets into Dowling territory, takes a pop, but picks up the first down.
Good call.
47-yard line. Mitch Riggs, the outside linebacker, makes the tackle.
Get over the ball here, guys.
The clock is stopped for the time being, and now it's going to be wound. Under 325 to 324. Flitz barking out orders. Flitz takes the snap. He's
going
to set up the screen pass. He overthrows his intended receiver. A dangerous play there. It falls incomplete, luckily for Evan Flitz. Second down and 10 upcoming. That was Andre White, the backup running back, who had checked into the game, and a flag flies. After the play.
Is that an ineligible receiver downfield?
Well, I think the pass, the first player it hit was center, number 56, Snow. When it was overthrown, that's who the ball hit. So it's probably going to be illegal contact.
It will be an ineligible receiver. And that was a screen pass set up, but the problem was the throw was so airmailed. If the ball's behind the line of scrimmage, it's legal. That was what they were trying to set up, but the ball was so airmailed that it went about 4 yards downfield, and when that happens, you're going to get a legal man downfield. Good call by the officials. So that's going to bring up first down and 15 from their own 48-yard line for West High. 3:13 remaining in the ballgame. Flits in the shotgun, trips to the right, one receiver to the left. It's Buchanan. He's looking that way. Buchanan makes the catch at the 46, and he's going to be dropped right there after a gain of 7 by Mitch Riggs. And that's going to bring up 2nd down and 8. The clock continues to run. Running down on the Iowa City West hopes. They need to score quickly. Flitz takes the snap with 2:45 left to go. Back to pass, throws down the middle of the field, caught by Oliver Martin to the 40. Tries to stutter step a man, gets to the boundary. Did he get out of bounds? He picked up the first down. He gets out of bounds. The clock stops. Gain of 12, first down Trojans.
That's, I like receivers running underneath like that.
He can do it with the best of them.
Run them off, run them deep, those DBs, and then bring somebody in.
So this time, Iowa City West can take their time as they break the huddle with a play clock at 15. It's down to 10 as they get lined up. It's at 8. Flitz in the shotgun as the play clock's at 4. He gets the snap off. Dowling bringing blitz. He flushes to his left, fires down the field. Ball tipped away. Great play out on the edge by Marcus Miller, who jumped that route. It was Travis Buchanan in the flat once again to the far side. And he keeps it incomplete. 2nd down and 10. Upcoming for Iowa City West. And Gary, I know you want once again for the receiver to come back to the ball.
Come back to the ball. Broke into the boundary, but you've got to help your quarterback out. It's tough to do, but you've got to condition yourself mentally to come back for that ball.
2nd down and 10 from the 35-yard line. Trips to the near side, one receiver to the far side. Flitz takes the snap. He's going to run up the middle. He's going to pass it late to Devontae Lane. Tries to get it, sidestep a man. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. Forward progress stopped at the 31-yard line, and the clock is going to wind because he stayed in bounds. Under 2:17, you'd think Garrett Hartwig might want to think about taking a timeout before this 3rd and 7 play. Instead, he won't. 3rd and 7. Clock winds under 2:04 left to go in the game. Flitz, back to pass. Fires to Buchanan. It's well short. 4th and 7 upcoming, and here is the ball game.
This is it. Season is on the line with this next play.
4th down and 7. Iowa City West has played a whale of a ball game. They trail by 13. Their hopes of winning a state championship, their first since 1999, completely rest on this play. 4th and 7 from the 32. Twins to either side. Flitz in the shotgun. Devontae Lane to his right. Raider look by West Des Moines. Dowling in the defensive tackle stepped into the neutral zone. That's going to give 5 yards to Iowa City West. It was Dakota Strafler who jumped into the neutral zone. So instead of 4th and 7, we're looking at 4th and 2 for Iowa City West.
You don't need a touchdown. You need a first down.
They need a first down. That would be down to the 25-yard line or beyond. 4th and 2. Same formation. Twins to either side. Flitz in the gun. Lane to his right. Here comes the blitz from Dowling. Has pressure in his face. Blitz steps out of a would-be tackler. Looks down the field. Fires to the near side. Caught at the 16-yard line by Travis Buchanan. A first down for the Trojans. What a play by Evan Flitz.
I don't know how Flitzy avoided the sack there, but he did. Buchanan came back, helped his quarterback out, came back to the ball, made the catch, out of bounds. Clock stops, 1:49. There's still hope here.
Two receivers to either side. Flitz in the gun. Lane to his right. Once again, here comes a blitz. Flitz is going to run to the left inside the 15. He's going to be dragged down at the 14 after a gain of 4 by Mitch Riggs. The clock continues to run. 2 timeouts left for Iowa City West. They opt not to take one now. They get up on the ball. 1:33 and counting left to go. The ball will be snapped well under a minute and 30 seconds left. They need to score very quickly if they want to have a chance, and they're going very slowly. Trips to the near side. One receiver to the far side, flits, back to pass. Flushed up in the pocket. He's going to try to throw. It's a backwards lateral, and no, they're going to say it's incomplete. Flitz pass falls incomplete. And that's going to bring up third down and six. An injured Maroon down on the field with a minute and 14 seconds left to go in the game. It's number 98, Atlias Bell, the 6'3", 260-pound defensive end who has been a man for the Maroons here this evening.
Yeah, he's a big kid, physical, toughness. I'm not so sure it's not a little cramp. Here we go. Yep, they're treating him for a cramp in that left leg.
They take a timeout on the field. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout as well. You're listening to high school football on all three of our frequencies on KGYM.
What's hot and ready classic pizza at Little Caesars? It's hot, it's ready, and you don't even have to order it. Oh, yeah. A large 14-inch pepperoni or cheese pizza hot out of the oven and ready when you are. No need to call ahead, no wait, no limit. Of course, if you want a whole bunch of them at once, a quick call first would be nice. Hot and ready classic, now available at every corridor location all day. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Waterloo. Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, now hiring at all corridor locations.
Well,
Atlias Bell was cramping. He walks off to the Dowling sideline. He's being given a standing ovation by the Dowling faithful as his team is a minute and 14 seconds away from their fourth consecutive state championship game. Third down and six upcoming for Iowa City West. 23-10 is the Dowling lead. Third and six from the Dowling 14. So last-ditch efforts here for Iowa City West. If they can score quickly, they're going to have to onside kick to try to get the ball back. Twins receivers to either side. Flitz in the shotgun. Flitz takes the snap. Blitz up the middle. He is not going to get away this time. That's Willie O'Hara again. A loss of 8 on the play, all the way back, 12 on the play, all the way back to the 27-yard line. And that's going to bring up 4th down and 20 for Iowa City West. With a minute, 9 seconds left to go in the game as Garrett Hartwig uses his second timeout of the second half.
I'm not sure what Willie O'Hare has future holds, but football could definitely be in the mix for him.
You would think so.
He's a heck of a middle linebacker.
And this... Let's talk on both sides of the football. We knew this was going to be a mismatch, quite honestly. Iowa City West's offensive line against Dowling's defensive line. Dowling's defensive line, I'll make this proclamation, the best in the state.
Sure, I agree.
Not really all that close.
No, I agree.
Dowling's offensive line against an undersized defensive line of Iowa City West. Those two units for Iowa City West, for the most part, have provided some resistance. But when it comes down to it, Dowling has come up with just a couple more plays from those units to be in the position to win this game, which is where they are if they can stop Iowa City West on fourth down and 20 right here.
And that's why they're playing for their fourth consecutive
exactly.
state championship. They are that much better. They are the cream of the crop. Everybody wants to emulate them, get into that type of a position. Now, there's only one other school that has four consecutive state championships.
Solon.
The Spartans, Coach Kevin Miller.
Fourth down and 20. Ball at the 28-yard line. Two receivers to either side. Flitz takes the snap. He tries to step up. He's going to roll to his right. He's going to throw it underneath. Caught by Devontae Lane at the 25. And he's going to be brought out of bounds at the 24-yard line. A turnover on downs. And West Des Moines Dowling is going to win the football game. They're going to get the ball back, and the fans on the far sideline, they feel it. It was a heck of an effort put up by the Iowa City West Trojans. But at the end of the day, they're the cream of the crop in this state for a reason, and they've showed why.
Well, they're going to get their fourth state title here consecutive. They're going to tie Solon. We saw the all-time Iowa leader for state consecutive championships earlier today, Iowa City Regina going down to Western Christian. They couldn't quite come up with number seven, but what a heck of a streak we've seen out of the Regals over the last several years. It's been fun covering them.
Here's the next threat to that streak.
Here it is, yeah.
Dowling. Two more. Got some good young players out there, too.
Ben Wilson takes his first knee. He'll take one more, and it's going to be a formality. The Maroons this evening, they have relied on number 23, Jacob Zachary. 27 carries, 194 yards, two touchdowns, 7.2 yards every time he totes the rock. Wilson, with five on the play clock, takes the snap, and he takes the knee. And for the fourth consecutive year, West Des Moines Dowling is your Class 4A state champion. Congratulations to Tom Wilson and his team, and also congratulations to this Iowa City West team who put up a heck of an effort here this evening and had a phenomenal second half of the season.
Who did Ben Wilson run to immediately with the game ball? Did you guys watch that?
His father.
Very touching moment right there. The two embraced, held each other. You just see it on the Jumbotron in their eyes, just elated what took place. A very special season for the two of them. Dowling the winner tonight in the 4A championship game.
23-10 is the Dowling victory over Iowa City West. We're going to take a quick one-minute timeout, and we are going to wrap up our 2016 high school football season on the South Gym 106.3 FM, as well as the North Gym 107.5 FM, and your historic Main Gym 1600 AM. Back after this.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No strings checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
For the final time, we welcome you back to Cedar Falls and the Unidome. West Des Moines Dowling is celebrating in the middle of the field as they have won their fourth consecutive state championship in Class 4A. That ties the record for that level with the Solon Spartans. Congratulations to Tom Wilson and his team. Just a heck of a football team that they have had, the program that has been built over the years. And once again, congratulations to Iowa City West, who put up a better effort against this team. And I know Garrett Hartwig will not want to hear this because he is that big of a competitor, but they put up a better effort against this team than many in during that four-year run. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Warner. And guys, I can't believe we're here. We have reached the end of the football season.
Wrapping it up, it's hard to believe. It's been a great, great season, Alex. I know Todd and I have told you this a couple times throughout the course of the season. We've really enjoyed working with you. It's been a blast. You're a professional. You enjoy the sport. You have a lot of knowledge, and we look forward to working with you in the future.
I appreciate it, and ditto to you guys. You guys have helped me. You've been a crutch for me when I needed a this is brand new for me, and it's amazing that we're here in week 13 of the state championship, and we've seen all the teams, and at this point, we're as familiar with the teams and programs and people that work with these teams, and some of the great people we've met that have helped us out throughout the year have been made my job easier. I know they've made your job easier as well. Let's wrap up this football game and the day as a whole. First game, a couple of bad results for teams in our area. Let's talk about Iowa City, Regina, and that run coming to an end at 6, but you just have to give hats off to Western Christian. That was as good of a offensive performances that we've seen all year.
Well, they came in with a great game plan. They didn't back down from Regina. A lot of times Regina is able to bully their opponents. Western Christian was not going to have anything to do with that. They matched that intensity, that physicality, and they were the better team today. And I think Coach Cook and the rest of his coaches will agree to that. It's been a great stretch, a great run. The streak at six, it's hard to believe. It's come to an end, but what a treat has it been to cover that over the years.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Regina on their great season, as well as Iowa City West here this evening. And I said this last year, I sat here in this very booth. I wasn't on the air last year. I was helping Scott and John on the South Gym when Kennedy came in here and played West Des Moines Dowling. And Kennedy all year was a great football team rolling through that side of the state. I thought they were clearly the best team on the east side in Class 4A. And Dowling made short work of them.
Yeah.
For Iowa City West to come into this game, and there was adversity all night. They bounced back from every single piece of adversity to at least keep it a game. But in the end, Dowling made too many plays and was too much, and the better team won.
Yes, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt with the people that were here this evening watching this ball game. Coach Hartwick, though, what a great job. What a great season for the Trojans. It was outstanding. Lots to work on coming into the offseason, heading into next year for the 2017 season. A very talented junior class. I know they're excited about that, but they shouldn't overlook what they accomplished this year. Great season for the Trojans.
Until next year, guys, we'll be right back here. We're going to have our schedule being released late summer. It's going to come sooner than you think. We're going to have high school football on the South Gym starting late August again next year. So hopefully both of you guys are back as well. And if you want to come back, you will be welcome back with open arms. And we'll do this thing again next year. How does that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds good.
For Gary Fickle, for Todd Warner, this is Alex Kuhn signing off one more time. This has been High School Football on KGYM.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One with a preview of a special international edition.